You've got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not.
I mean, it was.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, I know.
And you still.
Yep.
You know, anybody out there, you're all hearing like,
yeah, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon Radio B.
Bing! Damn! Anyhow.
Always be deaf.
Yeah. You'll remember us because you won't hear anything else.
We'll make sure of that and we'll blow your speakers.
Yeah.
All right. So much for
graciously entering the final fucking show.
This is the final spank, everyone.
Okay, everybody. Here's what's going on right now.
That is loud.
What? Oh, yeah, the cans are.
My cans are loud. You understand.
Serves you fucking right. Anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to what is going to be
the final show. It will be the final spank.
Wow, you almost tried to double talk, but you couldn't double talk that one straight out.
I didn't.
What you're going to be listening to is the absolute
last show.
Last spank wagon. Last week, if you were listening to us, everybody kind of heard the fact that Claude got a promotion.
Yes, Claude got a promotion.
And therefore, now that he has a... kick that stupid pig fucker, man. People are not liking the ear thing. Because of the promotion, your hours have changed, your days off have changed, pretty much everything has changed.
Yes.
And we decided a few weeks ago, actually, that we're done.
Yeah, this will be the final one.
This is going to be the final spank wagon. Now, before anyone says anything, there's a few things everybody needs to know. One, this is not one of Claude's and mine's stupid, ha-ha, you've been fooled sort of tricks.
I know, it's really kind of difficult because, I mean... I it's not that I hate saying this because it was funny for me at least, even if you listeners didn't think so. But we pulled something similar to this
Very
in the past.
Similar, yes.
Where I feigned quitting the show. I think we still have it in the archive, don't we?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yes, yes.
It's
yes.
The You've Been Had. I believe Smack remembers that one well, too.
Ah, indeed.
He was there.
He was there, that's right. But yes, unfortunately, God, these headsets are nice. I can hear me. I'm a hell of a lot better now. My voice is—I can really articulate my voice. Unfortunately, if you got burned by that in the sense of you don't trust us when we say this is the final show, then the joke is actually going to be on you tonight because this is it.
This is it. This is the last Spankwagon Radio. Now, I will answer a question that Reverend asked in the chat room a little bit before the show.
And what is that?
He goes, well, is there going to be SWR in the future if your guys' schedule works out? And I told him, SWR as we know it, no. And I want to clarify because what I'm going to be doing and what's going to happen here in probably a few months, probably won't be for a couple months, but if you all check out lazycode.com, if anybody's checked it out recently, you'll notice it actually is now a fully functioning site. And because of that, I'm going to start up Radio Lazy Code, and I'm going to do certain things in there. It's not going to be Spankwagon.
No, not as you know it.
Not as we know it, not as I know it. It's going to be something different. It's going to be another project, probably a little different focus.
Yeah.
But that won't be for a few months. But, and I'll say this now, don't abandon Claude and me. Don't abandon Spankwagon, you know. There's still going to be the archive there. I'm not getting rid of that. It's too many shows, like 70-some-odd shows there. I'm not going to get rid of. Don't disappear off the face of the earth. Check everything out at Lazy Code. We need people to go to the site, use the site, so I can make it a better site. I kind of figure that, you know, if you guys use it and I get article submissions and stuff of that nature and news stories and stuff, that'll really tell me where you want to go with the site. Make it better, even.
Exactly.
I know a few people have been wondering this. The good old Spankwagon message boards, I am working on converting over to Lazy Code as well. So that means that some of the craziest arguments that I've ever just sat and witnessed, they're not going away. It's just getting moved over.
It appears that you have a critic, doorway page.
Yeah, I had to put the doorway page because me and Mr. Man are trying to think of something better. Sorry there, Tom.
So that's just a temporary thing.
Very temporary. Everything on that site's temporary for now. Hell, I only have one theme ready to go graphically.
Okay.
You know, if someone switches to another theme, they're going to find out it's a Geeklog based application. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, it's very much in the works. And
yeah.
Ikari, yes, Lazy Code will always be work safe as much as Spankwagon has always been work safe.
Yeah, if there is going to be something that is not work safe, such as a picture,
it'll be labeled.
It'll be labeled or linked somehow. Yeah. You will know. So yeah, it'll be fine. Mom says bush bashing. Want to hear more bush bashing?
We don't bash bush. That's see now if we had
we're not lesbians, you know.
Well, no, not just that, but we're also not Smack, who should be here because we've invited him for the last show.
Yes, everybody. Can we get a resounding fuck Flying J?
Well, Flying J had something come up.
I don't give a shit.
Well, you should. You should always give a shit.
He could have planned that around his wife.
Yeah, no. I don't even want to get into it. Don't even want to go there. All I could say is that, you know, Smack, you're on the clock till, well, you're off the clock now. We'll see you when you get here.
So you better be here soon.
Enough said. Even though I guess he does inflate our listener count a little, but I don't think it's fair.
Indeed. Anywho. Now, the thing about it is, what we're going to do is, with Lacey Code, Lacey Code is going to be where we're going to take it right there, because we do have, if and when we finally get people to really kind of chat it up inside of the message boards, we really do get some good discussions going, so that's where we want to go ahead and basically take everything to for that reason. And as well, what we're going to do is we will end up trying to do some radio work shows off of there.
And we're also going to look at a few of the other things available here in Vegas. And I will be completely honest with you guys. There's a lot of opportunity here in Vegas that I'm going to go, you know, I want to investigate.
Exactly. Now, the thing about it is, too, if everybody wants to kind of feel better about this situation, just to kind of let you guys know, okay, we got new equipment in, okay, when we had to quit this. So we are, you know, at least technically held hostage. We have equipment we want to test out. And we're not just talking the phone thing. We have a lot of shit to do.
Yes, so... no, you don't have message boards. I have message boards being hosted by Whitey.
Yes.
So...
Speaking of which, does anybody know where it happened to him?
He's in Oklahoma, so assumingly, I think, who in our listener group is actually in Oklahoma on a Cox system? Because they could actually call in to Whitey.
That'd be great if you guys could.
If someone calls in and goes, I'm looking for a guy, and we'll tell you the name later on maybe, but that'll be hilarious. Maybe get a phone recording of that.
You know what? I wonder if I can do that. Call, because you know what? I got free long distance.
Hey, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Anywho. Before we get anything started, here's what's going on tonight. Tonight we got news. We have dead celebrities. Well, hell, the dead celebrity.
Yes. Interesting enough, along those lines of the dead celebrity, tonight really brings a lot of closure to a lot of different subjects.
Bad food.
Bad food closure. Not just the last one, but some interesting follow-ups with some other things.
Yeah, very interesting follow-ups.
Yes, something that made me want to go out and get tested. Yes.
Yeah, really. By the way, Rev's going, I had message boards too. People use mine. Okay, I had to say it. That's my only, well, not my only ego trip, but still. We'll get onto that later. Also, tonight, we're going to play more music tonight. We also are going until we're tired of doing this.
Yeah, tonight there will be no end of the show. So if you're up late, dude, you know what?
We're not leaving at 8 o'clock. Now, I know Akari's sitting there going, oh, shit, you know, I'm going to leave work and stuff. But no.
Yeah, next week I'll actually be watching over Akari.
Yeah. So, yeah, next week you'll be hanging out with Akari at work.
Yeah.
By the way, Toe said he's the one there. So, yeah, there you go, Toe. If you ever call in for tech support, ask for Whitey.
Ask for Whitey. They should know who he is.
They should.
The fuck? Let's just give his name out. What do you say?
James Adams.
James Adams, a.k.a. Whitey.
A.k.a. Whitey.
That is Whitey. You know what he looks like if you've been to our message boards and you've seen the banner at the bottom.
The banner at the bottom.
So that is Whitey.
Give him some shit, Toe.
Yeah. Tell him to tune in now. Tell him to tune in now.
It's really... Anywho, let's see, where are we at?
Because if we had the phone system set up here, you bet your ass
you bet
we
your
would
ass
call
would
him in.
Calling everyone.
Hey, Whitey, it's the last show. What are you doing?
All right, let's see. What do you want to do?
Well, you know, it's like Ferris Bueller. It's a question. It's not a question of what do we want to do. What do we not want to
do? What do we not want to do? Well, I see, I'm looking
we
at
do
it.
We do not want to actually end the show, technically. But.
Technically, no. Does that thing turn down?
If it rings, I have to pick it up. That's what they told me.
You're fucking not at work.
I know. What's funny is that nobody knew this. I actually got paged on my Nextel before the show started while we were playing music and I was getting everything together. I actually got hit up on the Nextel right there. Go
That's
figure.
Great.
Oh, no. It's not.
No, we'll put them on air. We got the spare mic. And that thing's a speaker.
That's right. This Nextel
is a
speakerphone.
That thing's a speakerphone. So, you know what? They're going on the air. Damn. Everybody says...
Fine, we'll do that. We'll go ahead and give a call. Hell, we could probably... You know, at this point, I could actually call Akari at work. I have access to the Nextels in the office.
Anywho. What are we doing? What are we doing? Oh, yeah, we got Dead Celebrities, and we got the Mad Props, the final. So this one, seriously, guys, get in here. Damn. Also, I'm very disappointed because we made a call out last week for people to make a small audio
file.
How
would you fire us?
How would you fire us? You know what I got in the mail?
Nothing.
That dick. I got
nothing. Not a goddamn thing. So in return, it looks like we're going to have to fire you.
Because you are some lousy fucking listeners.
That's
sometimes.
Right. Tonight, everyone gets mad pink slips.
Maybe mad props. We may feel it later. All I know is right now we do have a lot of good listeners. Some of our regulars, Vert, is even watching Fireworks, the Blue Angels, and listening to Spankwagon, all while with his mom on vacation to Kansas City.
Who goes on vacation to Kansas?
Dude, he's going back to visit family. I'm going back. Oh, by the way, yeah, that's
okay. Okay,
you know, I'm going back at the end of this month
to Iowa.
Vert's actually said this in the past, though. When I actually go back. Back home to vacation or visit, I don't really go home to relax. I go home to complete an agenda of traveling all across the entire state to see everybody I need to see. And this ain't going to be any different.
You know what? Rev asked, you guys want me to call and fire you? You know what? I am me. Get into a private conversation.
Yeah, why not?
And when we're ready, I will go ahead and send out my Nextel number because it's got a cell phone. It's a cell phone with a built-in speaker.
It's a cell speaker, you know. So, yeah, we'll do that. You can fire Sir Rev. We'll let you know in a little while to give us a call.
You want to do that later on? I'll just announce the phone on the air as long as you fuckers don't call me all
the
time.
No, no. Just give it to Rev. Just give it to Rev because this is going to the archive. And who knows who may download it in the future.
That's why I'm saying you'd have to edit it.
No, I ain't editing the shit out of this show.
All right, then.
There is no post. There never has been a post. We're sitting at your kitchen table. Kitchen stadium is a whole whopping stove and dishwasher and refrigerator.
But we have post.
We don't have post.
All right, fine.
We barely have Kellogg's.
If you guys want to fire us, let me know when it's time. And what I'll do is I'll go ahead. Or actually, you know what? Just IM me.
I'll send him a message and...
Yeah.
He'll get you the number.
And I'll get you the number.
So, you know, let's see. I noticed that we have Mr. Smith listening, and this is rare because I thought Mr. Smith was sent out. But anyhow. News of the day. Should we just, let's see, I gotta get all...
Tonight's going to be a mishmash show.
Tonight's going to be a horrible show.
There is nothing we can, there's nothing for us to, stick to.
I got this report, actually. This is something, I don't know, maybe we'll kickstart some
conversation
here. Oh, yeah,
you were telling me. You know what? I haven't heard anything about that yet until you
mentioned
it.
Yeah, you'll like this one here. You ready for this?
Go ahead.
The Department of Homeland Security and United States Computer Emergency Readiness Team touched off a storm this week. Would it recommended for security reasons using browsers other than IE from Microsoft. In other words, they thought Microsoft was a security risk. The Microsoft browser, the government warned, cannot protect against vulnerabilities in its Internet Information Services, IIS, 5-server program, which a team of hackers allegedly based in Russia has exploited with a JavaScript that is appended to websites. The particular virus initiated this week inserts JavaScript into certain websites. When the users visit those sites, it initiates pop-up ads on home and office computers and allows keystroke analysts of user information. The target is believed to be credit card numbers. CERT estimates as many as tens of thousands of websites may be affected. CERT said vulnerabilities in IIS and IE could include MIME type determination, the DTHML, object model, the IE domain/zone security model, and ActiveX scripts. Everything Billy has based all of Microsoft Internet Explorer off of.
Bye-bye, .NET framework.
Alternative browsers such as Mozilla or Netscape may not protect users, the agency warned, but if those browsers invoked ActiveX control or HTML rendering engines. The only defense may be completely disabling scripting and ActiveX controls. Microsoft said earlier this week that it is working with law enforcement officials to identify the source of the latest internet virus. Hence, so they don't have to constantly rewrite their fucking program. Here's my word. Okay, let me ask everybody in the fucking chat room.
That's fucking great.
Everybody in the chat room, let me know what your primary and then your secondary browser is. Claude, what's your primary browser?
Safari, secondary being Mozilla.
Okay. Which variant of Mozilla?
I use... I got it up right here. I use Mozilla 1.7.
1.7. I use Safari as my primary. I use Firefox. I think I'm saying that right. It's probably either Firefox, whatever. I always get confused with that movie.
Firefox.
I use that as my primary or my secondary. At work... I have to use IE only for work-related sites only, And for non-work related sites, I use Firefox. So that's how my, you know, how that works. As a matter of fact, I think we even experienced that on your side of the world when a guest checks into a room and they try to get access codes.
Yes, very interesting. Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that. God, I hate myself. I just pulled my mouth away from the mic mid-sentence and killed it. Anyhow, yeah, the problem is Microsoft, in their infinite wisdom, has stopped development of Internet Explorer in its Macintosh business unit. So since MBU no longer makes Internet Explorer, there are no updates for it whatsoever. They'll still offer support for a limited time, of course, until whenever they deem that the product is expired. But no, they do not continue any development of it. Therefore, it uses an outdated version of Java.
Okay.
So when people try to check in, it says click here to connect. The JavaScript is enabled to execute
Java, yeah.
Button appear.
I've had a ton of problem with Java and IE since Mac 8, OS 8. It's never worked properly for me, and I've had to update it and hack it a little bit.
I love Safari for Java.
Yeah, of course.
Because
it's a little clunky, but it works.
Whenever I used to use a classic, it's very rare I even boot into it now.
Okay.
Whenever I've actually done anything in classic, I usually just go Mozilla. And anytime I need an alternative Safari, I just turn to Mozilla as well for that Java support. And basically, because it loads it so quickly, efficiently.
Cool.
I only keep Internet Explorer for one reason.
What's that?
Well, when I'm not at work and I need to check my corporate email.
Yeah,
since it's a Microsoft-based server,
it's Exchange server.
That's what I use Internet Explorer for.
Makes sense.
That's
most people here in the chat room, they're saying that their primary is Foxfire or Mozilla. I think only Ikari actually uses IE for his primary. Most people, if they use IE, it is definitely secondary, and only because they do online banking. So it handles the security certificates a little better in that respect.
Sometimes, yeah, because, yeah. But in all honesty, Safari is great.
Safari's great. I don't know. Safari had a problem with the CSS, with page renderings. Once in a while, it kind of chokes and throws everything off to one side or the next.
Yeah, I've seen that a couple times thinking about it right there, what you're saying, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also,
otherwise, I like Safari better.
Yeah, I do too. No, I do too. I agree with you. Also, Akari says that for his secondary... he uses either Lynx, which is the old text base, or KMelon. I probably mispronounced that, knowing me, but
KMelon
and Chameleon.
Chameleon.
Yeah.
I don't see KMelon on here.
And it's Unix based. It's actually what Safari is based off of.
Oh.
So there you know.
And knowing's half the battle.
So yeah, internet banking though. You know, if you figure if you have all these exploits, internet banking's the last thing I'd use IE for.
Yeah, really.
I don't know about you. I mean, it's virus du jour, you know, it's pop-up du jour. I mean, I get to talk to customers every week that insist that we need to fix their problem, and their problem is their own surfing habits.
Yeah.
Stop downloading. How can we get this site? How can I get this spam? And how did I get this where my site redirect constantly to Zupiter Media?
Oh, it's like some guy I was talking with on the phone was pissed one time. This is a couple of years ago. That he had gotten infected with a virus and was so angry because we let it happen and stuff. And I asked him, I go, when did this happen? Oh, 2 days ago. Did you install any software? Yeah, Disney, blah, blah, blah. I go, okay. Well, it sounds like perhaps you had a bad copy of it. Why don't you contact technical support for it? Well, I downloaded it off of LimeWire.
Yeah. People don't want to hone up to their own responsibility with their own devices.
There's something very interesting. Shit, where did that fucking link go? I am so pissed. I'm seriously kicking myself right now for losing it. I found it at work. Something very interesting about if you're using Weatherbug. As you know, Weatherbug, of course, is a, it's spyware.
Mm-hmm.
There is something very interesting about Weatherbug. And I didn't realize this, but you have to, if you can come up into the EUA, the end user agreement.
Yeah.
No, Weatherbug is tied into the Patriot Act and can be monitored to can be used to monitor your surfing habits.
Wow.
And what you're doing online.
Oh, Toe just corrected me. Safari is based on Conqueror, not Chameleon, which is Mozilla based. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just seeing the K. You know, it's
I'm
alphabetically challenged.
Chameleon.
Chameleon. It is a French browser. Instead of giving you, it gets it. It gives a 404. It gives up. It goes away.
And it does not have this email. It has this mail electronique.
Mail electronique?
Hey, speaking of email right there.
Rev just says, no one should be using Weatherbug.
I totally agree.
Dude, you're we have damn near choir robes on here, okay? We agree with you. No one should be using... Look at all the software that's out there. That's just out there to exploit.
Hi there. I'm lonely. I'm a purple gorilla. I'm Bonsai Buddy.
I'm Bonsai Buddy. Everybody should trust a purple gorilla that pops up on their computer.
Or my favorite, dude. We used to always have the late, great James Patrick install this fucking gator.
I remember after my dad passed away, and I was working on cleaning up his computer and finding all these files for these coworkers and whatnot that needed them. And I'm looking on there, and I'm noticing this little pop-up, and I'm like, oh, what the hell is this? Click, click, click. Gator! And he put his information in? Durr! I was mad at my dad, who died 3 days earlier, because he basically gave out his credit card info on Gator!
Hey, you know, there's something very interesting.
So there's we canceled that card right away. What? I'm sorry.
This is very interesting.
My mic's noisy, sorry.
That's quite all right. Sorry, just wait till the song tunes out so you make more noise and make sure you identify it for everybody. Very interesting.
Earthquake!
Sorry. Wrong state. This is not Illinois. 4.5 earthquake in Illinois. This is very interesting. This is from citypaper.org. What happens to your online self when you die?
You know, that's... You know what? I'm only going to say is kill switch or a dead man switch. That's all I'm going to say. Dead man switch. If you die and you have a lot of stuff online, you either it's a program or a program that you can write or do out there that what happens is it prompts you for your password, and if it doesn't get it after like a year or something like that, or however much time you set, you will actually it will recognize the fact that you're not responding to it and mail out to like a secured person or a friend or whatever all the information you're willing to share, passwords, email, username, stuff like that.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, for
look at all the look at all.
I'll be dead. What do I care?
Look at all that. Well, that's not a good idea. Number one, people change email accounts far too frequently.
That's true.
And you know it can be used too easily for identity theft and other things.
I don't. Well,
John Ashcroft says so.
Oh Jesus Christ!
I don't know.
John Ashcroft says so.
There you go. More than a year after his death, Aaron Huth continues to haunt those who knew him. His profile on the Behemoth 6 Degrees Separation website, Friendstar. Or Friendster.com still lets people know that in May of 2003, he was listening to bands like Birthday Party in a Postal Service and reading Nietzsche.
Nietzsche. Oh, boy.
Forgive me for not being self-loathing and nihilist.
Nihilist!
Whatever. It's like goth light. Think about it.
You only wear shades of brown.
God, look at that, man. Almost in the same breath, I was able to bastardize two words that angered you.
Anyhow, you know, I'm going to interject. I know you want to read your article. Right. That is something that I have found very entertaining to do. I actually
annoy
entertain
people?
Myself. Well, that too. I'll go on to Google News Groups, where you can actually search the archive.
Yeah.
I remember my friend Brad's, all of his emails. I'll look up posts for Vert. I'll look up my old posts, like from back in 96.
Yeah.
And I just kind of look back at the stupid shit I wrote and the stuff that Bert, you know, was doing paintball back then.
Or
looking up under our ham radio call signs and stuff like that. Yeah, it's interesting because that stuff is always going to be there. I even ran across ICQ number, and I punched in trying to figure out what number that was for. Sure enough, it was Brad's. It was still an active account. If I had his password, I could use it.
Yeah, ICQ I've had for many years. I've signed out to for several months. I think the longest I ever let it go was like 8 months, and I was able to still sign back in. ICQ never fucking dies.
That's true.
Oh, this is a great song.
I've come to talk with you again.
You're killing me, man.
Dude, this is good timing tonight. Vision softly creeping.
Left its seeds while I was. Akari says that goth light, all of the clothing, none of the angst. No, that's Hot Topic. That was planted in my brain. Still remains. We'll sell you angst for $20 a shirt. Within the sound
of silence. Cradle of filth, no coupons. Dreams I walked alone. Narrow streets Wow, that was just such a mood setter right
there.
Yeah,
it was.
But yeah, basically it talks about like how this guy's profile is still active and shit right there, and his friends still see this stuff online. But this is very interesting. They're not saying how he died. The family will not comment on that. They just say it was just accidental.
He's dead.
Yeah, he was 20 years old when he died.
Damn.
Yeah, very young. Very young. Mother's 44.
Whoa.
Oh, I know, dude. 44 now. So she was 23 when he had him. So yeah, but it's really interesting. It talks about, you know, there's a lot of fucking ego feeding to the person who wrote this article. You can tell, you know, trying to expand upon things, which are already just, you know, molehills.
Right.
But, it's really interesting because it talks about basically you're still alive to everybody online, and this guy's, you know, email piles up for people who still trying to contact you and things like that. And, you know, his accounts still are active.
Oh yeah.
People still like try to look for him. And worse yet, everybody that knew him and knew that he died, there were a lot of people all of a sudden were like feigning friendship. I'm going, I knew him, man. It was so tragic how he died. You know, trying to gain attention for themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really funny. Somebody was talking, like one of his best friends who like used to chat online a lot and knew him online and in real life.
Okay.
Found one of those guys one night and goes, you were such good friends.
Yeah.
What's his last name? I don't know. That's great, you know? But yeah. Really interesting.
Well, you know, and
I really can't read this whole article because, like I say, dude, it's like a bullshit article.
Well, you know, one of the things, and I'll say this, you may not think it's right, but, you know, if I had, well, I guess it's hard to say. Would I want to put up a dead man switch now, or would I do it if I knew I had something that was terminal? You know, if I was, let's say, in my friend Brad's shoes, if I knew it was terminal.
That's hard
but
to
I
do,
but I didn't know
man.
When.
That's
yeah,
hard to
exactly.
Do,
you're,
man,
you're writing your will, and that's you're
no,
really, it's
no,
another
no,
way.
No, 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 no.
Yeah,
that's,
you are.
That's different, dude. No, that's different because the thing is, will and this don't even compare.
How so?
A will is saying, you can write a will right now.
Did I bequeath all my stuff to A, B, or C of a person?
Right, and that's basically all a will is. Notifying people that you're dead. That's what the hell?
Did you just loop? Or no, I think it's towards the end of the song. Keep going.
No. Anyhow, the thing about it is. No, a will is different. A will is just basically a divvying up of your assets and whatnot. You're actually talking
about
notification of death, and that's totally different. And I'm against that, about the dead man thing.
Okay, so you're against it because you don't want people to get... I mean, it's all based upon what you send out.
No, because that means somebody somewhere is going to have to monitor me on some level.
No, yeah. You could do a simple program that sits on your computer, okay, that sits on your titanium laptop right here in front of you.
All right.
And it reads the login of whenever you log in, okay?
All right.
And let's say it's a cron job, or let's say it's online or something like that.
All right.
The computer gets turned on. It doesn't go to your login or something like that, and it sends out. And it sends an email to undisclosed user base. Yeah, a lot of it would have to be server-based or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's something to have. I mean, you really...
I wouldn't agree with that. Because
if you think about it, yeah, you're going to get these email boxes that fill up. You're going to get, like if... Okay, case in point. Let's say you're chatting with somebody. Let's say over on Ars Anima. I don't know if this has happened. If it has, I'm sorry. If I'm bringing up bad memories
don't
or anything
be,
like that.
Fuck it. Like they're gonna be like you're gonna be around to hear their complaints.
Nah, I'll still hang out in Ars Anima. I like these people.
All right, fine.
Anyhow, but as I was saying, you know, hanging out in Ars Anima. Let's say there's someone that used to chat a lot. I mean, a lot, and then they're just gone. Well, if you don't know the person personally, which I suspect that Toe does not know everybody that hangs out in Ars. He's going to wonder what happened. And then to find out maybe 2 years later, oh, he died 2 years ago. Whoa. That explains it, you know? I'm just saying.
I mean, I can say what you're saying. I don't see a point to it. What is this, what are we trying to prevent here?
What you're trying to prevent is the misconception that you're still alive. Or also...
shouldn't we just have
hold
a...
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Also, you're releasing information that you know needs to go to somebody to handle if you're dead. Bank account information.
I'm not going to agree with that. And the reason I say is because, come on, let's face it, bro. Seriously. It's not necessary. And hear me out. And this is why. Number one, automatic termination of accounts after a period of time is good enough.
True. By the way,
if you're talking about clearing up online clutter.
No, and I understand that. But maybe there, and it doesn't have to be online shit. You know, it doesn't have to be notifying anybody that you're dead. It could just be sending an email to somebody or whatnot to cancel your accounts. Do not send your mail. I mean, it could be anything you really want to write it. Chazette points out, Deadman Switch runs locally in your machine, as far as I know. It doesn't make any sort of network connections unless it goes off and you told it to post on a form or whatever. Exactly. A Deadman Switch is not one generic universal application. It's going to be whatever you make of it. I think what I'm arguing and discussing the fact that I think a Deadman Switch is perfectly valid. And in this society, it's getting to be more and more necessary.
I've just, like, totally zoned out of this conversation. I'm being dead honest. I'm like, I don't have anything else to say because, like, I understand what you're saying for the online thing. I guess if I were to do it, I would probably just have it, you know, where it, you would have to have some sort of an email to send out to somebody. I know what you're saying for that right there. Or perhaps for, like, especially an online account or something. You
right.
know? I guess basically if you had, like, an online account, you know, such as where, See, the problem I really have with that right there is because there's going to be have to be some way it verifies your death.
Yeah.
Also, and that's giving out too much personal information, in my opinion.
Maybe. Also, Chazette says here the original, and they say he's right, the original purpose of a Deadman Switch is to erase sensitive data from your hard drive or computer, or whatever, he says. Yeah, that's one of the other intents of a Deadman Switch. Clear out your prawn collection. I had to take it to the lowest common denominator.
You know what? Come to think about it, man. You know what? If I were to die and my mom found my prawn collection,
What if the information was harmful to others other than you?
I guess I shouldn't have had it on there to begin with.
Yeah,
I know what you're saying. There's so many things to plan for. Yeah.
Why don't we go ahead? You're running out of steam on this one. I want to listen to some music. Got some more information on stuff that we've been doing all week, such as my cars. You're listening to the very last episode of
Spank Wagon Radio. Spank Wagon Radio, only at VFTP.net. This is the final. Spank.
I'm just going to play
Spank
the music.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Goodbye. We'll be back. Goodbye. Not yet. We'll be back. Where's the music?
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be. Sound of music, Mother Mary.
You want to kill people. I mean, what are you doing with the audio tonight? Any explanations?
I didn't know.
I don't know.
Hey, it's the last time I get to fuck anybody's audio up.
You want to do bad food?
Bad food.
Do you want to do the last of the bad food?
I fucking cracked open a wild cherry Pepsi and you want me to do bad food.
Why do you think I
fucking
didn't
tard.
Take a Pepsi?
Because your stomach would roll. All right, well, let's start this way. Tonight, we're going to do our final kind of bad food night.
Very final bad food segment.
Final segment, yeah.
At least for Spankwagon.
However,
sure, we'll carry this over somehow.
Very interesting.
Maybe.
I wish you had told me you're going to bring this up, but I had better time to load everything. Give me a second here. Basically, what it is we're going to bring up a couple of items right here. Since we're not really going to be able to do a full bad food here for you tonight, we have some suggestions on what you, yes, you, can do for your own bad food.
We do?
Yeah, we do.
I didn't know about
I fucking had it. God damn it. That's why I told you to give me a chance to bring it up.
You should have told me ahead of time that you had something like this going on.
You knew I had something like this going
on.
No, you fucking knew.
I printed out what
you
knew
were fucking
what you
psychic
to do.
And shit, dude.
I'm psychic. Great. You know what I see in your future?
Hmm.
A busted up shin.
The wood shall protect me. Well, I had it. It's in the article here. Where the fuck did it go? It's the knee.
Well, close enough.
Dude, you just touched another dude's leg. That's gross.
No, I kicked you with my shoe on.
But you touched my leg.
You were the one trying to get me out of my shoes earlier,
that's
freak.
Because I just vacuumed.
Step on my carpet! Whoa, leave your rug out of this, bro.
Damn it, I can't find it. I had like a whole fucking article of shit you should like try, and it's not here.
Bookmark?
Oh, no wonder I'm on the wrong site. No wonder. Shit. I can't find it. All right. Anyhow. So anyhow, what it is going to be the final food. We're going to...
We covered that.
Thank you. God damn, man. Shit, you are just fucking ruining everything for me tonight. All right, now.
Jazad says it's only gay if the shoes touch.
If the shoes touch. I can't see my shoes down below.
Okay. Hey, wait a minute. Smack shut up. Dude, I am not so gay.
I can't find the thing.
It's okay. Just
no, here we go. I do have it.
Wait. Yeah, okay, hold on. I gotta say this for the chat room. I did sleep with a Catholic priest.
You were spooning with him?
No. I slept on my back. That's why I snored and kept him awake all night. You see, we went to Disneyland a couple of years ago, and there was like four of us crammed in a room. Chris and, of course, his then-wife. In one bed, and me and Chief, who was in the seminary to become a Catholic priest, we were in the other. Well, I'm like, not comfortable sharing a bed with a complete stranger at that point, so I'm like, okay, I'll just sort of sleep on my back. Well, between the California air quality and whatnot, the fact that I'm sleeping on my back and whatnot, I ended up snoring so loud I kept everybody else up both nights we were there. I mean, it was horrible. I think the second night, Smack finally punched me and said, dude, shut up.
You deserved it. Anyhow, we have a great try this food at home experiment for you. This is courtesy of the Las Vegas Weekly.
Okay.
They basically blah, 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 intro about me, my mom, what she used to eat. Here we go. Number 10 on the list.
Number 10.
Kimchi.
Kimchi.
Yes, you know what kimchi is?
No, sir.
Wow. See, if you're not from L.A. Because if you were, you'd know what it was, because the shit hangs out on every Korean person's fucking apartment ledge. Kimchi, as it appears and most commonly in this company, is stinky Korean fermented cabbage served as a side dish, banchan, at your local Korean barbecue joint. In Korea, though, kimchi isn't merely cabbage, but often sliced radish or the outer leaves of pumpkin or lettuce.
Interesting.
They are prepared by a kimjang, an involved process that occurs only in winter. The vegetable of choice is pickled in salty fish juice and powdered red pepper.
Oh, God, that just brought back bad memories of last bad food.
Then it is allowed to ferment.
Fish juice.
Often in an earthware crock. Any of our local Korean barbecue joints will have the shit, blah, blah, blah. I had neighbors that made this shit constantly.
Yeah, well, I guess Akari loves it. And Hellsmack says it's fucking foul. So
it stinks
no
like shit.
No fucking kimchi for me.
Now, the next one, if Flying J had his stupid ass here tonight, he'd know what this is. because he actually commented me when I read the article at work.
Okay.
Number nine.
Number nine. Once was eight, but now it's nine.
Durian.
What?
Durian. Proclaimed by some as the King of Fruits, okay, which is a fucking scary title.
King of Fruits.
Yeah. Is a spiky green fruit common to Southeast Asia.
Is that like King of Beer?
Not quite, although beer belly could be involved, because it can weigh up to 8 pounds.
Fuck!
People have actually been killed by falling durian when it ripens. That's that green shit. Remember, it was on the Las Vegas Weekly's cover?
Right, that they cut the mouth into right. And evil eyes. Got it.
Yeah. Writer Anthony Burgess described the durian's famous scent as raspberry black mage eaten in a sewer. A more common view voiced by a Weekly staffer, it smells like dog shit. Still, it is the most prized expensive fruit from Asia. When cracked open, seeds with pale yellow fleshy coverings are revealed and tasting suspiciously like pineapple ice cream.
Hmm. But it smells like shit.
But it smells like shit. Interesting. That's weird. Number 8.
Number 8.
I hate this shit. My father loved it.
What's that?
Menudo.
Your dad was like into Ricky Martin?
No. The food. My dad was not into Ricky Martin.
Your dad ate Ricky Martin?
No, he didn't, dude. My dad will kick your ass right now because he's in a fucking urn, which is still metal and with spikes.
Is it about as heavy as that fruit?
God, I don't know. I've never weighed my father's ashes.
and would he smell like shit right now?
I don't know. What would burned human flesh smell like in its ashen form?
I don't know. Grab a milkshake.
Reminds me of a dirty joke. Yeah. Italian woman has her husband cremated, lays him out on the bed, and goes, Fernando, I finally give you what you want after all these years. A blowjob. She waves the covers. Anyhow, menudo.
Menudo.
It's tripe soup.
What's tripe?
You don't know what tripe
is? I don't know what tripe is.
See, that surprises me coming from such a beef agricultural community. Stomach.
Oh, no.
It's used primarily as a hangover remedy by Mexicans and is usually available only on weekends. Yes, it's big in Mexico.
Give me some more of that.
If Tom Waits was Menudo, he'd be big in Mexico. It's a rich, beefy broth filled with long, slithery links of cow intestine, a foodstuff that smells a bit like your local abattoir, and possibly worse when improperly scraped. Mexicans like to eat Menudo with warm corn tortillas and heaps of chopped onion and cilantro.
Jesus, what's wrong with these people?
They're Mexicans. I mean, not that they're Mexicans. There's nothing wrong with being a Mexican.
It's just whoa, a cultural thing. Freud. Get back here.
Number seven. Haggis.
And yeah, wait, hold on. Rev, yes, I lived in Iowa and didn't know what tripe was because I didn't eat the crap.
See, that's what surprised me. I've never eaten it, and I know what it is. Although it's different because my father
loved it. I never had the need to know it, you know?
Well, I just figured you being...
I'm sheltered.
Like I said, I just figured because you were from like an agricultural community.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand you're...
I'm not like trying to pick on you.
Yeah, you are.
Number 7.
Eat the stomach, don't drink the water.
Yeah. Haggis in a can.
Haggis in a can?
Haggis in a can. Let me make sure I got that locked. Haggis is the national dish of Scotland!
Obviously.
In spite of horrifying most Scottish people, it's sheep stomach stuffed with a mixture of oats and organ meats, with cayenne pepper, salt, and lamb broth added to liven things up.
Ew.
Sprinkled with Tabasco and washed down with an 18-year-old Macallan, it isn't half bad. It's not available in our restaurants at the moment, but you can buy some in a can or frozen from British Foods over on South Decatur. The first two ingredients are listed on the can are haggis, our lamb hearts, and oats. But in Scotland, it is usually made with plenty of kidney and lung, too.
Ew.
Yes. Number 6 on the list.
Number 6.
Stinky tofu.
What?
Stinky tofu. Tofu is hated and feared enough on its own. But let it ferment, become slimy, and acquire the smell of a sachet filled with limburger. And it becomes a food few of us could love. But consider this. A Chinese foodie I know refers to cheese as the fermented mammary secretions of a beast. Add in that context, maybe stinky tofu or zhu dofu, as it is called in Mandarin, doesn't seem so extreme.
Yeah.
The only place I know of to eat here is the new Shanghai restaurant in Chinatown Mall Plaza. Tongue is number 5.
I've seen that.
That's gross is the response I expect from a non-Jewish person or non-Mexican whenever I express my affection for a tongue sandwich. In a Mexican restaurant, you can often find tongue, lengua in Spanish, filling in a taco. Now,
brains and tongues, and they wonder why.
Fuck, I know it tastes good, but I'm just, when I've had a taco from a taco truck, and
yeah.
The reason authentic Mexican tacos taste better than Del Taco or
yeah.
Taco Bell, that's why.
It's tasting you back.
Exactly. So I know it tastes good, but don't tell me it's in there.
You're eating tongue!
I know. A number of authentic Jewish delis serve beef tongue, although Cantor's at the Treasure Island recently stopped doing so, although you can still get a tongue sandwich at the original one down in Los Angeles. Cantor's is a famous Jewish deli.
Okay.
So for now, you better eat yours at Samuel's at 2744 North Green Valley Parkway in Henderson. Try one hot and a little rye bread and mustard. You'll enjoy. Very interesting. Enrique.
Enrique.
The guy who called me at 3 a.m. the other night and I hung up on. yeah. He actually stopped by there, said they had good food, and I guess one of my former coworkers now works there. So I'm going to stop by and check it out.
Okay.
Numbers. What is this? Four.
Four.
Four. Sea urchin. Sushi has become so firmly entrenched as a part of the American dining idiom that by now even seven-year-olds can routinely rattle off the Japanese names for fish of choice. Sea urchin is uni, a spiny, round creature with an agent orange-colored hunk of flesh inside. It's bad enough that the texture is that of creamy liver, taste-wise. It will remind you of a combination of seawater and the tincture of iodine that your grandmother salted you with that summer you scraped your knee on the family dock.
Okay.
Okay, number three.
Number three.
Sesos.
Gerb!
Sesos.
Sesos.
Spanish for calf brains.
Here we go.
Filling for tacos at Tacos Mexico over on Sahara Avenue. And all other authentic taco joints anywhere north of Washington Boulevard.
Yeah.
God, and I know this shit's disgusting, dude, but it tastes so good. Perhaps it is cavalier to order the sesos in these days of la vaca loca, mad cow disease. Hey, listen, everybody, you learned Spanish tonight. But if the FDA isn't worrying, why should we? Sesos are soft, yielding, and flavorful and protein-rich. Cover them with a little chili sauce, and hey, you can't tell that you're eating brains. Other cuisines prize them too, such as Hungarian, Moroccan, and naturally the French, who eat them with scrambled brains.
Yuck.
Of course, if I was a real journalist, I'd probably insert some pun like, hey, that's food for thought right now.
Ba-dum-bum.
But this is gorilla. Okay, number two!
Number two.
Quitfo.
Quitfo.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard enough getting Americans to eat steak tartare, chopped raw sirloin with capers, onions,
which your
and egg.
Dad, like, loved.
Yeah, he would just eat raw ground hamburger meat, weird. Throw pepper on and go, and smack me when I tried to do so. That's unhealthy. Yeah.
Okay.
But ethnicize the dish by adding hot spicy paste called berbere, a specialty of Ethiopia, and the task becomes practically impossible.
Hmm.
At Gihon, your Ethiopian restaurant over on South Jones, and you know there was one here, Ethiopian.
How do you have an Ethiopian restaurant?
Hot plates. Yeah.
They're hot plates, but they're very empty.
I don't know. What do Ethiopians people eat? The only thing I ever see...
Nothing! Haven't you seen the TV?
Yes,
according
thank you,
to Sally Struthers or whatever, nothing!
Aside from that joke, I'm trying to be serious, because the only thing I ever see is just sacks of flour and shit that we throw at them.
They eat paste.
Apparently. The berber is a fiery hot result of bird's eye chilies, bishop's weed, and other spicy mixes mixed in.
Hmm.
The perfect foil for the kitfo. Along with the spicy raw beef, you get injera, a spongy millet flour bread to tear apart and scoop it up.
Okay.
Number one. The number one.
Number one.
Remember, kids, life is disappointment. Anyone telling you anything else is selling something.
Okay.
Big Mac.
Big. What?
Big Mac.
What?
Big Mac.
Big Mac is a bad food you should try, huh?
I was scared stiff of the Big Mac before I saw Morgan Spurlock's film Super Size Me.
Which we've talked about on the show.
Mm-hmm. But after seeing Wisconsin's Jim Gorsch gobble down a Big Mac number 19, Big Mac number 19,000, my fears have been assuaged or something. I don't know. After all, the guy's looking a lot
my
skinnier.
My fears are a sausage. My worries are a turnip. What the fuck? I gotta read that just to get figure out what the word really means and says.
A-S-S-U-A-G-E-D.
The fuck is that word?
I don't know. Somebody go to dictionary.com because I'm afraid of it.
My fear is a sausage.
After all, the guy is less scared than me. Big Mac is 510 calories, 26 grams of fat. 40% of the daily recommended amount, 930 grams of sodium. Yeah, whatever.
Dude, I have not touched a Big Mac in 2 years. I am very happy. I'm still not perfectly healthy, but I am very happy.
You know, I had a McDonald's hamburger the other
day.
You
ate McDonald's every week.
I used to.
No, you do. I remember after the show, you'd be like, oh, I got to go to McDonald's. McDonald's?
Yeah, McDonald's is starting to kill me. I'm having a hard time drinking Dr. Pepper nowadays, too.
Damn. Kari says he'll trade the Big Mac for a double-double. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Dude, who wouldn't?
Yeah, really. Double-double?
That's like salvation or damnation.
Or you know me.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, really. You know me. I'll just get a double fry. I'll be happy with two orders of fries.
Fry
and
a shake.
Chocolate
or Neapolitan?
Neapolitan, of course. Go for the triple.
Dude, by the way, if anybody's kind of interested in this, the Big Mac down, or Big Mac, the In-N-Out Burger down on Tropicana and I-15 got a fucking gangload of hot-ass Asian chicks behind the counter now.
There you go. Akari's going to leave there and run out there right away. After
need tinted windows so I can fap. Anyhow.
I'll have a double-double fap, fap, fap. Fuck. Like the speaker can see you.
I see when you pull up because they have those long windows. You can see them all jiggle
right.
While they make your burger. Anyhow. So, yeah, that's your basically your fucking homework for everybody. Not
bad
like we'll be there
food.
To check. Those are some items. Let's go ahead that is recommended by the Las Vegas Weekly and us because we dug up the story and repeating it here for you to try. Kimchi, durian, menudo, haggis in a can, stinky tofu, tongue, sea urchin, sesos, kitfo, and Big Mac.
Big Mac, number one. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to do our final bit for bad food.
Yes, along with some bad food closure.
And definite bad food closure. You're listening to the...
to the greatest show that ever was.
Ever has been.
And ever will be.
Spank Wagon Radio.
The final spank is here.
Thought that was a good solution, hanging with the risen girls. She's gone to the other side, giving us a yo-heave-ho. Things are getting kind of gross, and I go at sleepy time. This is not really, this is not really happening.
Damn it.
Typical technical issues.
Something we didn't expect right here.
Totally didn't expect.
Let me throw it to you this way. Hey, guys, to kind of let you know here. Well, you know what?
I'm going to...
No, I want to see. You know what? If anybody can identify what the technical issue is when it occurs, you get the final free clicker liquor pop.
Yeah.
Courtesy of Claude.
When it occurs. All right. What we're going to do, final bad food.
Final bad food.
We decided.
Tonight. We decided we needed to do a final bad food night, but since it was going to be the two of us, we were like, well, we can't do anything too all out, and you know. But this is the final bad food, cutting the chase right here. We decided we're going to do Bad Atkins.
Very Bad Atkins.
Bad Atkins. That's right. Tonight.
We're not talking steak here. Or hairballs.
Yeah, I know. Is there any way you can hook the mic and line out your... unfortunately, Spack, no. Unfortunately, there is not.
That's not chat room. That's just you guys.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually responding back. Oh,
let's not respond. Let's just get to the food.
All right. So tonight, we have the final bad food. It's Bad Atkins. It is the showdown of the colas. We have tonight for you Pepsi Edge versus Coca-Cola's C2.
In other words, we're drinking New Coke versus Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah.
Really, if you think about it, that's what we're doing.
Pretty much. You know what? This is very interesting. Let's talk about these first. Before we go into the actual taste, Jesus, man. You know, if you hold this Pepsi up to the light, it looks like iced tea.
Yeah, it does. Well, hold on. Let me hold up. All Pepsi does.
Yeah, well, you read that.
Caramel number 5 or whatever it is.
Caramel. That's yellow number 5. Red number 2 is poisonous.
Oh, that's right.
Anyhow, let's start with, let's pretend we're like we're true wine epicureans.
Woo, he used a word properly. Wow. What we're looking at first is the Pepsi Edge. We're Pepsi drinkers here.
Pepsi Edge.
Pepsi Edge. 8 serving ounces, 2.5 servings per 20-ounce bottle. Calories are 50.
50.
Total fat, 0. Sodium, 25 milligrams or 1%.
Now for the big question, carbs. What are the carbs? 13 grams versus Wild Cherry Pepsi, which is... 43.
So it is lower.
Okay.
Sugars, 13 grams. Protein, zilch.
Zilch. But sugars on old-fashioned Pepsi here was 43 grams. That's a big reduction on both. And we sodium on Wild Cherry Pepsi is 35 versus 25 here. So, and we also have a neat little bottle right here. It's kind of silvery, kind of edgy.
It's edgy.
In all honesty, edge. Looking
what happened
at
Pepsi 1? Did it die out?
Pepsi 1.
Yeah.
What's that?
I thought Pepsi 1 was supposed to be
the one calorie.
Calorie.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Anyhow, well, that's one calorie, but nobody cared about that because they were concerned about carbs. So anyhow, it's very interesting. If I just handed you the label and not the bottle, you'd think this was for some sort of like flavored razor.
A Pepsi flavored
dude,
razor?
Dude, it's silver and it uses the Chic Edge font.
It does, but you know what's funny?
Pepsi aftershave.
Pepsi aftershave.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? This actually looks like the Pepsi Man was coloring. You know, it looks like the coloring of the Pepsi Man. And for those of you in Ars Anime, I'm sure some of you just picked up on that.
I didn't.
Ars Anime. So anyhow, here we go.
All right. Let's try this. Crack a cold one.
Now for the odor test.
Dude! This smells like carpet cleaner.
It does.
This totally smells like those carpet cleaners you rent at the store.
Yeah, like a carpet doctor, rug doctor.
Rug doctor. All right, let's
Ready?
Try.
Cheers.
Yeah. It's a little less sweet. Very carbonated. Tastes
totally flavorless.
Ah, aftertaste. Ah! Diet Coke. Ah.
You're right. It does have a definite aftertaste.
Ah, dude. But it's like you just vacuumed up Diet Coke and drank it out of the rug doctor. Ah.
Yeah, definite aftertaste. Yeah. So, Pepsi Edge. Pepsi Edge is...
fell over.
It doesn't taste all that good to me because there's no flavor to it, to me.
No. It's very...
But you're right. Definitely after-flavored.
I must wash my palate with Wild Cherry Pepsi.
Yeah, we're not biased here. No, sir.
Yeah, like I'm going to drink Coke, right. I drink Coke when I'm tired of drinking anything else or I have no choice. Now we have Coca-Cola C2.
Which we're actually able to find in a can.
Yes, Coca-Cola C2, very interesting label here. We have basically the Coke Explode background over
your Coke Explode.
Yes, over very goth labeling.
Well, it's Coca-Cola, you know, it's a C2, written in black. Very Terminator 2.
Yes.
So, you know, they're going for that edge. Yes. I guess not that edge, but yeah.
Ah, but let's take a look at the servings when compared to Pepsi Edge.
Serving size is 12 fluid ounces or
one can. On here we have 70 calories.
Ooh.
Versus 50. Although, wait, that's not
but,
the same
but your volume is different.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, fat is zero. Sodium is 45 milligrams. And total carbs is 18 milligrams as a sugar. Phosphoric acid, caramel coloring.
Corn syrup and or
fucking
sucrose,
corn
caramel
syrup.
Color, potassium.
Whatever.
Potassium. Anyhow, okay.
All right,
we're going to try the Goth new
Cola.
Coke. The new Coke.
New Coke. New Coke Part 2. Aroma?
About the same. Rug
yeah,
Doctor.
About the same.
About the same for Rug Doctor.
Actually, I'm not really getting that on my side. Technically, we're snorting Coke. We look like fucking Scroob from, you know, with a can of Perrier from Spaceballs.
Yep.
All right. Let's try it.
Bombs up. Yeah. Overly fizzy.
Yeah. Dude, this new Coke. This is fucking new Coke from the 80s.
This has this. Oh.
Dude, the memories just came flooding back. This shit tastes just like new Coke.
No, sir, I don't like it. I don't like. Oh, God. At least there's no aftertaste on my end.
God damn.
That shit is carbon.
There is
hell.
No aftertaste, but yeah. Yeah, the reason this is like lower carbs, dude, is because of all the goddamn.
You ain't drinking soda.
You're just drinking straight up CO2 and water.
Jesus.
God.
Ow.
You got some painful heartburn from that, didn't you?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's new Coke.
It's new Coke.
For any of you out there that have youngins,
any of you who are born 1982 or later,
and you want to know what new Coke tasted like,
get a C2.
Get a C2. Wow, dude. I feel like busting on a Max Headroom impersonation right now.
Shit, I can't.
Coke is. Burp, 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 burp. God damn, dude.
I took a big swig.
God damn, Uncle Joe. Burp, quick, get down from the ceiling, fans.
That's going to hurt coming out. I'm going to have fizzy crap.
All right. Ikari says, IIRC in Interweb Internet Relay Chat. I don't know what IRC is.
If I remember correctly.
Okay. All right. C2
Jesus.
Is nothing. C2 is nothing more.
If I'm really cool. IIRC. If I'm really cool. What the fuck did. God.
All right. He says it's nothing more than a version of Coca-Cola from Japan.
Never been there. Can't tell you that.
Yeah.
I can only tell you that in Europe, the soda cans are heavier. Like, physically heavier. You're chugging this shit down. You know
I bought
what
it. I got to get rid of it.
Yeah, that's what a sink is for. Or we could do this later on.
It's not bad.
We could shake them up and throw them.
Shake up the fucking Pepsi and chuck that shit.
You know, shake it up and throw them.
I prefer the. Okay, verdict is I prefer C2 over Pepsi. New Edge.
Okay.
What about you?
Actually,
I know both suck.
Both suck. If it did have to be, though, because of the aftertaste, and it would be.
That aftertaste
C2.
Was nasty.
C2 would win out, but since I am probably the anti Atkins. Cherry Pepsi for everyone! Woo!
Cake or death, or Pepsi Edge or C2? The carbonation has gone to Tranger's head. You got that one, right?
Jesus, at least it ain't going everywhere else.
All right.
We're going to have a blowout here.
Woo! My phone goes. Is that thing fully charged? Yeah.
All right. What are we doing?
Trying to fucking burp. Like, burp me!
No, you'll have it hit you unexpectedly. You're like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, we'll see. Dude,
Anywho.
Whoa. Like my lower intestine right now is like quivering. Jesus. Anyhow. All right. Now, we do have some booed.
booed?
Welcome to Spankwagon Canada. I'm just right now, that shit has left such a bad taste in my mouth.
What about before you drank it? What was the reason then?
I'm speechless. I can't think.
Well, now you know it's going to be the last episode.
World has come to an end. Claude is without a retort. I didn't even have the fucking...
Witty or otherwise.
I wasn't even ready to yell, just, fuck you! to save face. All right, now we have some bad food closure.
Yes, we do. And this one actually scared the hell out of me when I read it.
Exactly. Now, Ikari, this is going to be something very special for you. And the reason we say that is because everyone, it's well known. I have a little hazing I like to do to new hires. You're right, does it, Joe, unexpectedly? I like to haze them by asking them to eat tamarind. Because I know they don't know me, and they're going to be doing it as like a goodwill thing. Oh, okay, I want to fit in.
Yeah, yeah.
they know not the bad candy I brought in. Okay, here we go. For all you Mexican candy lovers, and tamarind especially.
Ew.
Bless you, tamarind. Dude, if they could ever make like liquor out of tamarind, I'd drink that. Well, I would have, the old me.
You would have, yeah.
It doesn't taste like poison. The innocent-seeming candy called Pica Fresa has a cute little guy on its wrapper. He's a cartoon man with a strawberry on his head and a hungry red tongue reaching for the fruit. There's a piece of Mexican candy inside that tastes like an artificial glob of pungently sweet strawberry dusted in a musty chili powder with a spicy aftertaste. No poison taste here.
Jesus Christ,
but
could you
recent
speak up?
Tests have shown high levels of lead in Mexican candies. Candies like Pica Fresca, mango lollipops. Oh, God, I love those. Lemon,
yeah, you love mango lollipops.
Yeah. You remember my old apartment, dude? I always used to have a pile of those things I was chomping on constantly. Lemony chili powder. Gum-coated with chili powder.
Just had that.
And more. The Clark County Health District has been pulling the candy off local supermarket shelves and testing it since last week.
Nice.
There was an advisory put out by the state of California about they had done some sampling of their horrible fucking writing and found high levels of lead in particular candies that are being sold in some of the Hispanic markets, said Dave Tonelli, a public information specialist for Clark County Health District. And just so as a proactive thing, the health district has gone out and we're looking for some blah, blah, blah. Judging from a 6-part series recently published by the Orange County Register, and that's down in Orange County, California, there's little questions about what the test for lead will find.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, how does it get the lead in there?
Oh, it's very interesting. Shit.
Because, how is this lead that's in the ground or what are they doing?
We're getting to that. Enough lead can be found in these candies that can be dangerous to a child, to harm brain development, and lower their intelligence.
And this is candy that's being sold at a
candy
store.
Candy marketed to children. Enough lead to cause pain in the stomach and damage to the kidneys, reporters for the Register had reported after a 2-year investigation. They learned the lead present stems from the chili in the candy. In some parts of Mexico, dried chilies are not washed. They sit for more than a year in a hot storage shed and have insects and rodents crawl all over them.
Yeah.
The bags holding them include not only chilies, but sometimes car battery connectors or rocks of any kind of heavy substance.
So they put
that'll weigh down the bags to earn the farmer more money in market.
So they will sit there and they will put in lead and rocks and whatever else knows just to make it heavier. So their 1-pound bag of chili peppers now is 10 pounds.
That's one way.
One way. Oh, God.
The other lead can also come from the ink on the labels.
What?
And tamarind, which is also in the candies when they weigh it down.
They're using
lead in their ink.
Damn. So you're telling me all those bad food episodes we've done where we ate this
shit.
We've been eating lead.
Yeah. More than 80% of the state and federal high test results show levels so dangerous that eating one piece could push a child past the FDA's recommended daily limit for lead. And we've been like wolfing down 2 or 3 pieces. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Now, somebody did a website on this. If I ever can get it, I actually did a link to this. So if you want to check the old archives and whatnot, there's a link to this one. for this next one I'm going to describe. Perhaps in response to questioning by the newspaper, the state issued a health advisory about Chaca Chaca, a Mexican candy made of apple and chili powder. It's got like a little picture of a train on it. But this is, treat has been tested by the state 38 times from February 2003, and on 17 times it was tested for high lead. But the results were never reported.
Jesus.
Aww,
so basically,
sad?
Yeah. So let's let everybody know, all those years ago when our first big recorded show, we did bad food, and we ate a lot of this candy. Claude loves those chili-covered pops or whatever they are, mango pops.
15% of children with lead poisoning in California have gained it by eating Mexican candy.
Jesus.
Lead
fucking candy and ugh.
So eat up, guys, because we're fucked.
All for you. Yeah, let's point that out. We did this for you. We harmed ourselves for humor. We didn't know we were harming ourselves, but I guess hindsight now is what it is.
We'd have been safer if we'd have just taken the rat and ate brains.
Jesus. And we decided to take the stuff that was in plastic wrap.
It's plastic. What could go wrong with this?
So, there you go. A little bit of closure on
there's
the bad
your
food.
Bad food closure. So, eat up, guys.
Hey, Rev, give us a call.
All right, folks, the lines are open now. If you want to know the number, IM us.
Yeah, really. So, anyhow, those of whoever calls first gets nothing but to talk to us, and that's always good, I think.
Aw, oh, dude, Chazad. Dude. The only thing in his house is Diet Vanilla Coke.
Oh! Ew.
Well, you know what, dude?
Diet Vanilla. Wow, he's more hardcore than we are with the C2 and the Pepsi Edge. Dude.
Diet Vanilla Coke.
Who drinks Diet Vanilla Coke? Who, Chazad? Sure, like you, obviously. Otherwise, you'd be like, crack me open another one, bro.
You know what I miss? And I get razzed by everybody about it, man.
Oh, no.
Pepsi Blue.
Aha! You and my wife.
Dude, it was great.
Oh, we got
man.
A call.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello, caller.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Who is this? Oh, dear God. How did you beat out Rev? Oh, well.
Simple, dude. Redial.
So what's...
It takes Rev forever to look at the numbers and go, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hit that button.
So,
I think he's got some retired old Florida guy's rotator phone down there, so...
Click, 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 click. So I'm wondering, when you're listening to the broadcast or whoever's listening, can you hear what we hear? I just want to make sure you guys are hearing everything we're hearing now. That's all we're going to say. If you guys don't, we're going to shut up about it. Anywho, Smack. Hello, Smack.
Are you there?
I'm here. Sorry. I'm listening to the other room as I'm hearing the delay.
Do not listen to the delay.
Listen to us. You'll listen to this in the archive and go, oh, I sounded like an idiot.
Dude, I always want to say this. Caller, could you turn down your radio, please?
All right. Basically, what we have to ask you, Smack, is first off, pimp your website right now. Get it out of your goddamn system.
Pimp the website. Yeah, I got to pimp it. It's leftwingarmy.com. It's my new liberal news site. It's actually been pretty successful. We had something like 130,000 actual page hits in the first week alone. So
okay.
Too bad.
All right.
But yeah, leftwingarmy.com. We've got goodies up there. We've got a forum up there. I keep the news pretty updated when I can, when I'm not, you know, rolling around out here. But yeah, it's a great little site.
All right.
By the way,
I'm looking forward to seeing linked off of Lazy Code many, many times.
Say what?
Which I'm looking forward to see linked off of lazycode.com many, many times.
Well, you know, you just got to put the link there. You got to visit Lazy Code to pop it on there.
That's right.
You got to become a member of that too, you know.
Definitely, I'm looking forward to it.
Swell, that sounds peachy.
God, that sounds lame. Claude's like, swell, keen.
Well, that's the cat's pajamas.
Hey, give us a woot and we'll talk to you later, Smack.
All right, later, guys.
You didn't say woot.
Yeah, you didn't say woot.
Oh,
woot? God damn, he still didn't hang up.
Well, at least he's not saying, take it in the pipe. Hey, how are you going to fire us? We want to be fired.
Hey, bitches, look, you're fired.
Okay. All right. Enough of that.
That is the final pipe injury.
What, the final pipe for Smack?
Yep.
Well, I don't know.
Come on, you guys doing where you work. I know you guys are taking pipe entries pretty much most of the time, like every time you get your paycheck.
How come he hasn't hung up yet?
I don't know. Probably because,
Well, hang up the damn phone! It's your
phone. I'll hang up the phone. Later, bitches.
Bitch. Yeah, they can hear our interference just as bad as we can.
Yeah.
Damn!
We'll experiment with that with the next caller!
Next caller!
Your cue.
Waiting for you. Anytime now, folks. Anyhow, what are we playing for?
Trance.
No. I like trance. Trance is good. Mellow. Calm. The final Spankwagon Radio. Keep drinking that C2.
I ain't drinking.
Anybody else want to call us and fire us? Anyone? Bueller? Bueller?
I'm gonna post the number in the chat room.
Your funeral.
Yeah, I know, probably.
We have a caller. We have phone interference.
Caller, you're on the air.
What the hell was that? What the fuck was that? All I hear is
That was Smack prank calling in.
God damn it. ID this one.
No.
Don't put it on inside.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, it's about time I got through and didn't get your damn voicemail.
Huh?
What?
Oh, my voicemail.
Oh, whoops. Okay, we gotta get this phone clipping shit.
And all that shit.
God, I hate Motorola phones. I hate Motorola phones.
Yeah, that's the Motorola. But you would have been... I should have recorded this earlier, but goddammit, Walmart just sucks the life out of a person, so unfortunately I didn't get this recorded, but I've called in with my reasons to fire you guys.
Okay. What
you
are
ready?
They? Yeah.
Hey, I wrote this shit down. I put some thought into this.
I want to hear
this. The first one, you guys have way too much car talk for my liking.
Car talk? Is that because, like, you can't work on your own car, or...?
No, I can work on my own car, fucker. I put in my own alternator when it died, but...
Okay.
No, if I want to be car talk, that's why I got magazines like Road and Track, Car and Driver, there's websites like Automotive Insanity, and a few others. I don't need it on a radio show, please! Okay?
Okay,
so you don't like the car talk.
While I'm on the subject of car talk, you know my little special way of spelling cars, K-A-U-G-H-R?
What?
Krager?
Yeah, it's not Krager. Krager is C-R-A-G-E-R.
Hey, we let you do it, man.
Hey, speaking of which, did you hear? Your car passed smog.
Yay!
And it's outside.
Yeah, of course I know. What do you mean, did I hear? Of course my damn car passed smog finally. It only took 9 months.
Hey, how about that? Everybody, let's give a big hand for Mark's car.
Yay.
Thanks. I think we got other people trying to call in, so what other reasons you got to fire us?
Okay, this actually references a specific show. The whole bit where Smack was reading from Chuck, whatever the fuck his name...
Chuck Falachick,
the
Guts.
Story Guts.
Yeah, what the hell made you guys think, hey, we should have this bit on the air?
Kind of one of those ones that we all kind of went, eh, why not?
It was extra credit. It sounded pretty good. You did
extra
not...
Extra credit? Okay. Well, then when I saw three people go, like, ah, I can't listen to this anymore, I'm telling you. Okay, did these guys read this, or what? Just had to wonder, okay?
Fair enough.
All right. So you did not enjoy the story?
Yeah, by the way, you need Smack on there more often.
Well, tonight was his last chance.
Yeah, really?
But he called in, and you know that because you couldn't get through.
Yeah, it's like, a little too late now. Yeah, I had a couple others, but they're actually kind of lame. The last one, you fuckers never sent me my clicker licker pop for submitting that banner to something awful.
You know, now
we were supposed to?
You're right.
You promised a clicker liquor for that?
I offered one.
What flavor you want?
Any at this point.
Ask Cola it is.
Yes. We'll dip it in some Pepsi Edge.
I haven't tried that yet. Coke C2? How the hell do you get a new Coke flavor out of that?
That's just what it tastes like to me.
Yeah, same here.
Hold on a minute. Pappy Coon has tried the same stuff. He's in the next room. Okay, he's not in the next room.
It's the biggest
right
game of hide and seek you've ever had.
Hold on a minute.
Where are you? I'm in the closet.
Did Coke C2 ever taste like new Coke to you? He says no. You're wrong.
Well, he's wrong.
How do you know we're wrong? How do you know he isn't wrong?
What's that? New Coke tasted like Pepsi? Where the fuck did you get that from?
Oh, and we're wrong! Yeah, it's time
Hold
to
on. Go. Quiet, this is like Cops.
Yeah, Cops has audio interference.
Shut up.
Hold on. He's giving me a history lesson in soda, and I don't remember any of that shit.
Wow, dude. Okay, well, here's what we'll do. We got to go, because we have one other person who's trying to call in on top of you.
Okay.
So, thank you for firing us. We'll take our leave.
I don't have hair as cool as a Trump, but I'm going to do it anyway. You're fired. All right, guys.
Simple and clean.
Yeah.
It's been fun, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We do appreciate that.
Yeah, you have a good one.
You too, man.
Bye.
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 Click, click, click. That's all I can hear. Hang up your damn phone. Why do you have to get the shittiest of phones, and why do we need to have the shittiest of shielding
Dude,
here?
It's all Motorola phones. God. They all do that.
They all. It's like they kill shielding on everything.
Every single phone they will annihilate.
Damn. All right. No, you got the number posted. Anybody
really
else really willing to call
Somebody
in?
Else was trying to call in earlier. Go ahead and feel free to call now. Don't be so fucking cheap. Let, you know, most of you should have free nights and minutes anyhow.
Most. Anywho, let's see. Where are we at in the show?
Well,
we got a call.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi. This is River Hammer. I'm disaffected franchise youth working in a Walmart parking lot, and hey, there's an alligator chewing on my shoe, and I'm filled with angst because I'm young and I'm angry and working in a Walmart.
Are you also being touched by that guy from Ferris Bueller?
Yeah, that pretty much too.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me ask Pappy Coon something. Pappy, have you seen my penis lately? No, hold on. He's gave me a history lesson on the history of my penis.
Smack! Get the fuck out of here.
I don't remember when I stuck it in the cat. Oh, it was back in the Walmart parking lot. Oh, there's another alligator on my shoe. God. Man, we should have looked this phone thing up a long time ago. Calling in every goddamn week.
Don't worry. LazyCode.com. It'll be there.
When we do the shows off LazyCode, the phone access will be there.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, like, it's like $15 worth of shit at Radio Shack. I mean, I know, Mark. I know you're cheap and all, dude. Come on, let's be realistic.
Come on, dude. You don't understand, all right? We have the shit. We got it for free.
Even better than $15 at Radio Shack.
We just haven't hooked it up. God damn it, this interference is fucking
There's
killing me.
Alligator on my shoe. Hang on to that goddamn Walmart people living in Florida. Alligator on my shoe.
Hey, that isn't an alligator, man. That's your ego.
That's my ego living on my shoe? Sorry, dude. My ego's just all over. Up, down, left, and right.
It's all over the walls. It's dripping off of the ceiling. Oh,
ego
no.
Splooge.
I can tell you where there definitely is one more place where you'll find my ego.
Where's that?
Right up your pipes. Oh, look at that. I managed to sneak one more in. Later, guys.
Later. Thank you, Smack, calling in again.
What the fuck?
Rev, would you like to call in and give a rebuttal?
Shit, Rev, it costs a hell of a lot of money to do. Rev says, by the way, the $15 Radio Shack won't work. He tried. So did we. It's sitting in the computer bag right now because it sucked so bad. Oh, shit.
All right, callers, the lines are open. I actually thought that was Rev for a second there. Cause
what? No way could that not. No. It definitely was not Rev. There's an alligator on my shit. What the fuck?
At first, when he did the disenchanted franchise, I thought he was protesting Walmart.
Shit, we all do that. Rev just has the misfortune of working there as he's actually. Oh, I got a call coming in. I can hear the static before the phone rings.
Caller, you're on the air.
And so is our static.
Hey, what's up?
How's it going?
How's it going?
Hello, this sucks.
No shit.
Thanks. Tell us something we don't know.
Yeah, so just to let you know, I'm taking a break from work to make this phone call and say how much it sucks that you're leaving.
Well, it does suck, but we'll find a way to work around this. At least you get to talk to Claude tomorrow.
Oh, that's very true. I could harass him. It's him and his Mexican lead candy. Oh, boy.
Mexican lead candy.
I'd like some of that lead candy. Yum, yum.
Lead candy, yeah, of course, no. Anyway, okay, I'm going to get it short and sweet. You're both fired. I hate you both. Put your boss down my house right now. Fuck it, you're gone.
Fair enough.
All right. We're torn. What? Do you say something's in your ass?
Did you like it in the ass?
No. Well, I
he had to think about it. He had to think about it.
Yikes!
Did you notice that he had to think about whether he liked it in the ass? Oh, now he's laughing. Who's standing behind you?
A wall, actually.
Yeah, safety.
Yeah, damn right.
All right, folks. Oh, by the way, that is Ikari.
That is Ikari.
Ikari.
I must go now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Keep your break times in order, or I'll fire your ass.
He hung up because the fucking static. And you're right. Toe is right. It's like a big fucking sprinkler system. This is going to sound so heinous. So fucking heinous for a last show in the archive. It's going to be like, oh, this is a great idea. Fuck!
Hey, this is the final spank. This is the pinnacle in quality.
Pinnacle my ass. And hell, you can take that with a fucking pipe. Damn. All right. Shit. All right, why don't we go? Car's like, woo, just made an ass out of myself. Yeah! All right.
Callers, the lines are open.
No, they're not. I want to go take a break.
All right, the lines are not open. We're going to take a break.
We'll be back.
I probably got a shitload of voicemail now, too. Maybe I couldn't get through.
All right, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Only available. Never again.
And only available tonight at spankwagon.vftp.net.
But the archive will be there. And then moving soon, lazycode.com.
Sign up. Be anonymous. Contribute, please.
That's right.
We'll be back.
Spank Wagon.
Okay, we're back.
Shit, I'm not.
Oh, welcome back.
Fuck. Yeah, my kid's
by the way,
on.
B&M says he'll listen to the final part. So B&M,
shit!
You did that last week.
That was you last week.
No, that was you last week spilling your soda. Fuck. Don't get your iPod in it.
Not duh.
All right. Basically, B&M says he's got to check out to do his... because he has a friend who's crashing his place for a couple days. Doesn't seem to dig listening to Americans at 3 to 5 in the morning. Well, you know.
Dude, you know what? I should cue up that song just for you, B&M.
What?
That Bowie song.
Oh, I'm afraid of Americans. I don't know if he's afraid of. I think it's more of the...
For his friend, not for him.
Oh, okay.
How can anybody hate Americans?
Well, dude? let's give it. B&M, before you leave. Wait.
Stay. No.
No, no, no.
Don't
we'll do you first, B&M. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the time you've been waiting for. The final ever.
Mad Pink Slips. That's
right. You handle the prop part. I'll handle the pink slip part. Okay. What we have here. You look like such a fucking goatard. Yay! Okay.
Hey, that works pretty well.
B&M has already gone, but we'll give it to him anyway. We want to first off thank every single one of you. Every single one of you for always queuing in and listening to us.
Your dedication. You know what? I didn't have any proper music to go along with this.
Do you want to do proper music?
Yeah. What kind of music do you want to hear for this?
Usually we do the, whatchamacallit.
Yeah, no.
We usually do free play. So why don't we do free play like we normally do?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe it's something that demands more. Something, you know, like a breakup song.
Surprise me.
All right, let's try this.
Is it on the other line?
Yeah.
Jesus, we ain't, like, separate. Okay, I'm not going to say anything.
This is for everybody out there, man.
All right, first off, let's say... Mad props!
Just a small town boy!
Shit. Don't carry... Right. Okay, Mad Pink Slips. Let's give our first Mad Pink Slip, even though he's already left the room. But that's okay, because we're just loud, obnoxious, annoying Americans. B&M!
You're fired!
Here's your pink slip. Coming up next. He's usually in the room. Sometimes he's a mattress. Sometimes he's here actively listening. Today, he's doing it with the buddy system. So we'll give them both mad props or mad pink slips. Let's give it to Airwolf and Mr. Smith.
You're fired!
I'm gonna run out of shit doing this. Alright, up next. He's out for caffeine, but he does listen to us. And I don't blame him for heading out for caffeine with Diet Vanilla Pepsi. Yeah. Let's give Mad Pink Slips to Jazzed!
Mad Pink Fired. I fucked it up. You're fucking fired. You're fired.
Yeah. Fired slip shit. All right. He's been with us on the show before. He ducked his responsibilities here tonight. But he called in and did some saving grace. Let's give it, or let's not give it to. You're fucking out of here. It's Mad Pink Slip. L Smack!
You're fired!
Up next.
I think Akari's making fun of my music choice.
Yeah, well, you know.
I can play something different if you want.
I don't know if that's Akari. Anyhow. Let's also give out to one of the men who actually, I guess I'm going to say this on the air, was JSTFU sort of a spinoff, because it was like he was part of Spankwagon and then he did his own radio show. So I'm going to call him the spinoff. He is the, what's that, what's the spinoff to, he's Aftermash to our MASH.
Wow.
Or he's the, what's the show that came off of Cosby Show? The College
A Different
one.
World.
Different World to
that
our
was
Cosby
successful.
Show.
That was successful, though.
Oh. His was successful.
Top of the heap.
It only ended only two shows before ours.
Yeah.
Jesus. All right. Let's give it out. Reverend Hammer, Les Spankwagon.
You're fired.
Up next, he was here. He's now gone yet again. I tell you what, some of these people with their social lives, damn you. Damn you with your social life.
Don't stop.
Damn you with your karaoke.
All right, he's next.
Let's give it up to Scare!
You're fired. All right, now, I got to respond to Toad. Journey Escape from the Atari 2600 was cool. That's about it. There was actually a full version of that cabinet right there for the arcade that played Don't Stop Your Believin', looped over and over again off of a cassette
Ew.
Table. All right, you don't like that? All right, let's play something else. That song's over. I don't want to...
Excuse me. Joking here. Reverend just points out in the chat room, hell, we originally wanted to call the show Spank Wagon East. Tokyo's in. Cheap imitation spank. Ow!
Ouch.
Fake plastic spank.
It's not like it's a 99 cent store.
Yeah, really?
You are listening to Robert Cop 3. Hey, speaking of which, we had some closure to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We're still doing...
Don't let me forget Robert Cop 3.
Don't let me forget Robert Cop.
All right, hold
okay.
On. Hold on, wait. I gotta wait. Yeah.
God, you guys are special. We're actually holding up.
Maybe
you're not special.
All right,
genuine imitation.
Here,
spank.
Here's a good breakup song.
Okay, good breakup song.
Wrong one. Sorry.
Okay.
All right. You want to do some upbeat?
Sure.
It's hard to click with the damn fucking clicker lickers on my fingers.
Okay.
That's really not a breakup song, though.
Don't.
Fuck it.
All right. Just get ready to play free play after this for Dead Celeb. All right.
Free play. Oh, yeah.
Duh. Let's go ahead. And give out Pink Slips to
Ikaris. You are fired! Da.
Dancing with Myself is a breakup song? Shit, I thought it was a song about masturbation. Fuck.
Really?
No.
You know, I never even got that about Shebop until I was told to listen to the lyrics.
Virtual One says, play Queen, another one bites the dust.
Wait, I got that.
All right. Let's give a big mad props to the man who runs Ars Anime. He's the listener of Last Chance to Spank It. Spank Wagon Radio. Toe, you know what this means. You've been a great employee. However,
we might have to let you go.
Which means
you're fired! And with that, that's the last one?
Vert.
Oh, no.
The man who helped me in 19... Let's go back a little bit of history. A little history of Pepsi. No. Of a little history of the wagon. He helped me get started up on VFTP.net. When Spankwagon was literally a website that was just me doing nothing. And my friend Ben doing nothing with it as well. But let's say a big thank you for someone who's allowed me to have a little bit of fun on the internet. who taught me internet. And let's say a huge thank you. And by the way, you're fired!
You fucking killed the game.
I did, dude.
You killed the fucking game.
It's okay.
You actually killed it.
I killed it. I mean, I knocked the game straight out. But anyway, you're fired! Virtual One.
Jesus. You're fired!
I'm getting it where I can kill your mic when I feel like it. All right.
Good timing.
Very good timing. All right.
And with that, we retire the clicker liquor pops.
So let me see my green. Green. Can I have the clicker butt? Stick it in. Mm-hmm. Clicker liquor pops made by, God, who were they made by? The clicker liquor pop with whistle.
Dude, mine's faded.
Yeah, mine's starting to. But yeah. Clicker liquor pops, the original Mad Props, part of the first bad food, the last bad food. That one you have in your hand, the orange one. We're retiring them.
Yeah, we're not going to throw them away. One day these will be next to Archie Bunker's chair.
In the Smithsonian. Next to Mr.
Smithsonian, not the Suisonium.
I said the Smithsonian.
You said Suisonium.
So,
listeners.
Studio.
Listeners, what did you hear? We'll wait for like 3 minutes.
We gotta wait for an hour.
I know.
All right. Basically, let's. I wanted to smash him, but he said retire him, so we'll retire him.
We'll retire him. These will be worth money on eBay one day. After I'm washed up, after my career, and I need money and stuff, you know, I ain't selling my Oscar.
All right. So the Mad Props clicker liquor.
Okay. We do have Dead Celebrities next.
So do you have the Dead Celebrity music actually cued?
I got some good Dead Celebrity music I like.
Should I turn it up now?
Please.
Let's take a look at the production notes. Oh, shit, not there either.
We cleaned it up in post.
We don't have a post! Ah, there it is. Smithsonian. Are you looping this?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Before we get to him, give me 1 second here. Let me see if anybody else died.
Shit. Why you're doing that?
No, you can't do it. You can't do it. La 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 la. I don't see anybody worth it. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Where has this been? Why hasn't this been used before?
I know you wanted it.
All right. God. We're going to hear another big refrain, and I'm just going to lose it. Kari says that there is a 3-alarm fire at the Imperial Palace on the Las Vegas Strip. It's currently being battled by firefighters. The hotel is being evacuated. Traffic on Las Vegas Boulevard South is being diverted near the hotel. Holy shit!
Are you serious?
Big fire in the Las Vegas Strip.
3-alarm fire in Imperial Palace. Yeah, that's what they're saying on the ReviewJournal.com. Hey, it's the death of a lot of shit tonight!
All right. Dead Miss Celebrity of the Week, the final Spankwagon dead celebrity. Marlon Brando dies at the age of 80. Marlon Brando, the reclusive Oscar-winning actor, has died. Associates say, well, gee, that's only the headline. The cause of death was not immediately known. Media reports citing family, friends, and Brando's lawyer said he died at a Los Angeles area hospital on Thursday. His agent, citing Brando's long-held desire for privacy, confirmed his death but declined to give details. With his broken nose and rebellious nature, Brando established a more naturalistic style of acting and defined American macho for a generation with classic performances in A Streetcar Named Desire, The Wild One, and On the Waterfront. Francis Ford Coppola, who directed Brando in Apocalypse Now, said, Marlon would hate the idea of people chiming in to give their comments about his death. All I can say is that it makes me sad he's gone.
Aye.
To many, Brando remained the motorcycle-riding rebel he played in The Wild One. Asked what he was rebelling against, Brando replied, what do you got? Brando won an Academy Award for On the Waterfront and another for his brooding portrayal of the patriarch of the mafia family in
The Godfather.
The Godfather. Marlon Brando, dead at 80.
Marlon Brando, the greatest Hollywood actor. We don't see it, but...
I don't see it.
Yeah.
Also, earlier this week, last Saturday, or Sunday to be a matter of fact, Daryl Russell, 35 years old, NHRA top fuel dragster driver for Joe Amato.
There you go. Gotta wait for it to kick back in.
Died as a tire on his car exploded, taking out the wing, sending him straight into the wall. Cause of death was head injuries, as a piece of something from the car actually went through the helmet and his skull.
Aren't we accurate news reporting here? some piece of something off the car.
Something. They don't know. They can't identify. So as of next week, what we'll see is we'll see bigger safety cages with actual tops to them. And they decided to go to a different tire because they got tired of having all the problems with these tires.
A little late.
Yep. Someone had to die. Anywho, that's our Spankwagon's final
dead celebrities
of the weeks.
Of the show.
Of it all.
Of everything. They're dead. You're alive.
Elsmack, another dead celeb. Ralph Nader's campaign. No, man. Republicans are loving it.
Oh, yeah.
You suck. Why'd you have to regain that? You really jacked the gain up right there towards the end. Damn, it's 8 o'clock.
Bury me out here in the bush like a duo.
I missed that intro from it. That was good timing. Yeah, so I guess everybody liked the song.
Yeah, barely.
Yeah, News 3 has alarmed a 3-alarm fire in the Imperial Palace is currently being battled by firefighters. Our first response team is on the scene. We'll have a full report at 3, 6, and Nightside. You want to take a break real quick, see if this is on TV?
Yeah, why don't we?
Listen, we're going to take a break because you guys need it and we need it, and I'm curious about this.
We'll be back.
Spend this time to mourn the dead celebrities, but don't go anywhere. And think of the future.
LazyCode.com.
Yeah, 40.
God, here you go. No, that was last week's little torture device.
Hey, I forget. Somebody was asking last week about these, with the Arab song that I played. And I don't know what the hell which one you're looking for, because we've actually played two. And the problem is, I actually got them off LimeWire with no fucking labeling.
You wouldn't know what they genuinely are anyway, because...
No.
Come on, every fucking comedy song on there is a Weird Al comedy song, even if it isn't Weird Al singing it.
That's not true.
It's really?
Either Weird Al or Dr. Demento.
Well, Dr. Demento's a show, so yeah. That's a little different.
But yeah.
That's like saying everything we play is a spank wagon and everybody labels anything that we've ever played on here spank wagon.
Dude, we couldn't be that lucky.
No, we couldn't. But it'd be nice.
Maybe. Hey, did you hear the new track from Spank Wagon? No, but I heard the other one from Spank Wagon. That's pretty great. Claude Ball's World Platinum.
Yeah.
So Trencher. Triple aluminum.
Triple aluminum. I went aluminum, man. You sold 10? I sold 30. It's triple aluminum. No,
and there's a deposit.
We can't. Yeah, 5 cents a record. We can't find anything on the news right now about the the Imperial
devastating
Palace.
Fire.
Three fucking. You okay? Three alarm fire, man, and they got a car collection there that's
world famous.
Hopefully.
You know what? Let me bring that up and kind of run over a list of what they're talking about. Go ahead, continue, please.
Well, okay, but basically what it is, the Imperial Palace, which is center strip, basically is surrounded on one side by another cheap casino and the other side by a little cheap casino.
Right, right.
Next door also to Harrah's and the Carnival Court. So it's kind of clustered deep, really tight in that area.
Yeah, now the other thing, too, is the car collection is actually in the back. It's actually a couple sections of the goddamn
parking garage.
Thank you. Let's run through the list right here.
Okay.
Number one, 53 Aston Martin DB2 drophead.
Ooh.
89 Audi 200 Quattro Trans Am race car. 85 Audi Sport Quattro. 19,500 original miles. Bunch of Audi Sport Bentley 3.5 liter. This is a 1935 Bentley. God.
A 35 Bentley.
33.5 liter. Or 3.5 liter. Car, there's two of those, 37 Bentley, BMW, Buick LeSabre sold, Buick Limited convertible, Buick Riviera Grand Sport, 69, gangload of fucking Cadillacs, Chevrolets, Jesus.
I mean, yeah, and then the world's largest collection of what you said earlier?
Duesenberg.
So world's largest collection of all the Duesenbergs in one place, there.
Yeah.
So one
fortunately,
of those,
there's no DeLoreans, hey.
Didn't they have one at one time?
God. Oh, many years ago. I mean, Jesus Christ. Look at this. Here's the 33 Duesenberg J. Bonham and Schwartz disappearing top roadster. Now, that's very interesting. That's a historical car. Father Love. Father Love.
I'm Father Love. Touch me in my special spot.
He was this... I bet all the priests say that to you.
Well.
No. It's like
my cracker, Billy.
It was some guy back in the back in actually the 30s.
Not the other 30s, but the 30s.
Who was basically running a cult thing, getting everybody's money. Registered as Duesenberg to John the Baptist in Beverly Hills. Duesenbergs, Jesus, a bunch of Duesenbergs. Edsel Citation convertible. We know that ain't gonna be missed. 27 Falcon Knight Speedster. 67 Ferrari 365 GT 2x2. Fiat 8V Vigilante Coupe.
Damn.
Shitload of Fords right here.
So basically a pretty extensive collection so we don't bore the hell out of our listeners on our last fucking show.
Well, you know, we just want to make sure I piss them off thoroughly.
Cricker
last
talk.
Time you hear Cricker talk, yes.
Hey, at least on this. Why don't you go ahead, any call-ins? We really want to hear the sprinkler system go off again.
Yeah.
we don't really have anything planned. If we're just going to kind of BS for a little. If anybody wants to hear anything particular for music, go ahead and request it either on the IRC or anything.
The request lines are open. Dude, I was actually looking over, dude. They're like, hey,
who's
calling?
Who's calling?
Sucker. Damn you, you threw me again.
So, we're just hanging out here.
No, dude, bunch of fucking cars. Wow.
Yeah, but once we get more information, of course, all the fucking news here doesn't start till about 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, this is the other stuff, too. They have a collection of vintage jukeboxes in there.
Damn.
God. Look at this, like a 46 AMI Mother of Plastic. Mother of Plastic?
Mother of Plastic?
Mother of Plastic?
I was wondering if that's what
Mother
you meant to
of
say.
Plastic?
It's a really rare collectible, Mother of Plastic.
Faux pearl.
You're listening to the Wurlitzer Pearl of Bailey, Pearl of Bailey model.
They got like real Rockolas too. 1895 coffee grinder, ivory sculptures.
That's what caused the fire. I need Starbucks.
Starbucks?
I said Starbucks. Starbucks. You're not hearing me today, man. Like,
hey, we got a free coupon to go see it. You want to go tonight?
Smoke, smoke, smoke. Fire.
Fire.
Fire in the disco.
Fire in the...
Play that song.
I don't have that song.
You don't have it on this?
I don't have that song. You never gave it to me.
Oh, I thought you had it first.
No. You fucking told me about it.
No, I told you about Gay Bar.
You no, Gay Bar was a lot long time after. Man, you said... Okay, remember when we first got Much Music in? And yeah. we were discovering stuff, okay, like, Jesus, Distillers.
Distillers.
Like, dude, you gotta see these guys, man. They call themselves Electric Six, man. And there's this dude with his crotch that lights up and glows and it pulsates. And the woman with her crotch and her boobies, and they're on a horse and its crotch pulsates and lights up.
And you're going, what the hell? And I'm like, no, it's okay, really. He said, Starbucks.
Fire in the...
I'm surprised you don't have that. I don't know.
No, actually, I'm
you, Mr. I'm Cloud Balls of Music.
I don't have, dude. I pirated all your mainstream. I sampled your mainstream because I didn't know if I wanted to buy it.
By the way, just so everybody knows, everybody back home in the Midwest, I will be in Iowa on the 23rd.
Trenchers World Tour,
and
is that your solo project?
Yeah, great, destined to failure. 23rd to the 1st, I will be back in the States. No, I'll be in Iowa.
You'll be back
as Vert has said in the past, when I go home, it is not a vacation. It is an agenda. so I'll fit you in. Let me know. Claude, of course, has a new job. So, yeah, this is pretty good time to wrap up, you know, do a show wrap up anyway, you know, at least for a time of the year. We always seem to take July off as it is.
Yeah, that's true. But, yeah, like I say, the Spankwagon, as you know, will be going away. But that does not mean we're going to stop doing the show because
we're doing a show.
Yeah. I have too much goddamn fun doing this. I really do.
I gotta admit, I do too.
You know, like I say, you've always fucking said, well, it's my baby. I started it. Well, you know what?
I brought it into the world. I'm taking it out.
Well, it's gonna be Kramer versus Kramer.
Well, Spankwagon's my baby, but the internet radio is something else. I can give up the internet radio concept.
What did I do? I was gonna copy paste my phone number. I don't wanna look it up again. Fucking call in, you lazy turds.
Tards.
Tards.
Lazy tards.
Tards.
Ding, Fred, you're done.
No! I heard RF interference. No shit. Going back over the old ones.
Oh.
Fuck, I don't... I had her under somewhere. Aha!
He found it.
Okay, it's area code 702.
Hey, you don't want to post? You want to post?
And then go into the chat room for the rest. Yeah. Thank you, God. Ruin it. Fucking A, man.
You want to put this in the archive.
If you want to call us up, be sure to go to... God, you haven't even plugged the chat room once tonight.
No. I figure everybody who needs to be here
plug
is
here. Plug it now, damn it.
We're leaving in a little while.
So?
Just instant the chat room. So? Give them a call or something.
Yeah.
I'm a lonely man.
Don't do that, dude. don't fucking say, give him a call.
Well, actually, so what else do you have? Now that you have your job and, you know, I'm going to be going on vacation.
My job's very interesting. I'm basically going to have to do a lot of fucking cleanup from the person who had it before me. Oh, I don't care. I'm basically going to get, a lot of shit thrown at me. It's very interesting, though. The job is harder than it looks, mainly because of me, because I'm inherently lazy. So that's something I'm going to have to really work on to overcome, you know? Sing myself a couple hymns, man. You know, do whatever it takes, man. I just go gallantly into those fire hoses and dogs.
That's what you got to do.
But yeah, that's going to be my personal challenge for that. I don't regret taking the job right there because of that. Because, I mean, I need to learn not to be lazy. I think it's a great sink or swim way to break that habit.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be an interesting job. We'll see how that goes.
Ikari states there. He'll leave. He'll give us a call if he sees anything. So if we're on the air, we'll pretty much relay what Ikari brings to us for reports on the fire. Yeah.
What's interesting is I'm actually...
The phone.
Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, I called. Are you happy now?
Who is this?
It's the Reverend again.
Well, we're giddy. What you doing?
Yeah.
I'm currently writing stuff for LazyCode.com.
You rock!
That is an article I'm writing out of script for parody commercial online.
Let me guess why you should go to JFDFU.org.
We gotta have people call. We gotta have people call, so I called. Are you happy?
We're giddy, actually.
Yeah, yeah. It's good that you called in.
Because then that means that, you know, people are listening to us. And that validates our whole existence.
Yes.
What the hell did you guys guys not do this years ago?
We tried, remember?
Yeah, we've tried a couple times. I think someone else won. Chizette, I think it was, that called in at one time.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, well, I mean, there's a difference between calling in and talking to you live and calling in and leaving a message.
Well,
world of difference.
We tried the same $15 Radio Shack part.
You did the MIDI headphone.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
And it sounds like that.
It doesn't work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We tried it, and I'm like, this sucks. I mean, this sucks worse than the sprinkler we're hearing right now.
The funny thing is, I tested it out with air bubble. In my room, the place where I sleep, it sounds fine.
In your
we
room.
Go out in the lab where we do the show.
The lab.
Oh, my fucking
lab.
God. It was horrid.
The lab.
So that's why I was looking at $250 pieces of equipment.
Put the book back.
Wait, is the lab also have a commode and a tub?
No,
shucks.
Computers and a game console.
Okay.
Computers, the game console.
He had to go in my room where I sleep.
In my room where I sleep.
Oh, don't confuse it with the other room where I hang upside down and quote Batman lyrics or quotes from the movie.
Yeah. That's why I do my spare time when I have energy.
Fucking Floridians.
I know. Just had a job at Walmart. Yes, I'm going to complain more about my job at Walmart.
Oh, shit. Hang up now.
Great.
Okay, I'll hang up now.
Oh, thanks.
He's still there. I can hear you clicking.
Nope, he hung up.
We
can hear it. God.
It's
like I was telling Claude here during one of the breaks. It's like radar. I can hear the click before the phone rings. We're like, oh, hey, there's a caller.
I know. And the thing about it is I just love that. The lab. I mean, it's like he like removed like the regular light switch and put in like a throw switch. Spark!
starts
like putting flint shavings on the thing for when he turns it on. Spark!
Ow! He keeps getting a burn, like a burnt ass hand. He's like, "What happened to you?"
I powered up the lab.
Turn the lights on.
Anyhow, like so you got your new job.
I got my new job.
Good for you. I know I'm going to be rather busy.
Why is that?
In the coming few months. Well, first off,
oh yeah, this. Okay. Hey, look, we had the car leave, so he won't find out.
No, but that's okay. It'll be pretty much talked about, I'm assuming. Basically, I heard it today. I heard the heartbeat.
Whose heartbeat?
Well, it happened to be, well, the future of the cursed is going to be my child.
Really?
Yes, we went to the doctor and...
Like your child that you will create with your own seed, not for...
It's been created. It's now kind of festering in the oven, so to speak.
Yuck.
All we know is that she's the wife's about three some odd months long.
You know what's funny? I know when this happened.
Yeah, you do, I think.
I do.
What, were we in the backseat of your car? What?
No. What had happened was you guys basically, you wanted to go out, and your wife was like, no, I don't want you. I said, yeah, why don't you just go ahead in here and stay?
Yep.
And it was that night that the inception occurred.
The conception.
The conception. Has
inception. I'm...
So you're going to be somebody's father.
I'm going to be a father. That's some scary shit.
You're going to have twins, too.
No, we only heard one heartbeat. Ha, 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 ha. Everyone has said that. We tell... I made sure to tell, like... probably what I would consider probably the... I guess you could say the inner circle.
The inner circle.
You, the JLD... Virtual One, two of my other friends who don't get online or do anything like this, but Virtual One, actually, everybody give him a pat on the back. He's going to be the godfather. He accepted.
Yeah.
So pat on the back for him when you see him or talk to him. But
if you should need anything, I will be out of town that day, week, month,
millennia. So yeah, we don't know boy or girl or anything like that. It's only 3 months along. In 2 months, we'll find out more. Gender based.
So technically, because I told you to stay home with your wife that night, and
you
had
don't know
sex,
that,
I, dude. There's only
dude, we're mourning people.
I am responsible for the birth of your child.
Shit, we're mourning people. Shut up.
In some way,
and afternoon, and sometimes when it just feels good. Most times, so I won't go any further than that. So yeah, of course, we're already talking about like the first Halloween. You're gonna paint sideburns on the kid, and have him go as little Claude. So that's kind of my big word. Of course, Claude here, though, has this wonderful ability to blurt shit out.
You know
twice.
What? We've been talking about this for so long.
Because, yeah, Claude's known.
Behind the scenes. So, like, in public, I never made a mention. And we've been talking about it in front of you and me and your wife and the JLD.
The JLD, who is, you know, who is also very pregnant. So I've been getting and taking notes and saying, okay, what should I expect? Like, the fact that here's the best thing. This is the greatest thing. This is so fucking hilarious. The wife is already getting the stupid pregnant or the pregnancy stupidity whatever syndrome. And this is actually a legitimate thing. I've been reading books even. And basically this morning she took the cat food, okay? We feed the cat. And she took the bag of cat food, plopped it down on the mat where the cat food bowl normally goes, took the cat food bowl, put the scoop and put it into, or I don't know if she put the scoop, but at least put the cat food in the cabinet where we keep the normal bag of cat food safe.
Yeah.
So she swapped the two, the bowl in the cabinet and then the bag out where the cat could get to it. The cat, however, just kind of looks at her and gives, I kid you not, the most curious meow. Meow? Enough.
That's great.
I'm like, dude. And she's like, I can't believe I did that. And she goes, I didn't even realize I did it until I heard the cat give me the strangest meow. So.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Boy or girl, we don't know.
We don't know.
What are the names going to be?
If it's a boy, we know Kenneth Edward.
Kenneth Edward.
Kenneth Edward. If it's a girl, we're stumped. We don't know yet.
Claudia.
God, she's going to be a hairy chick. Ah. I mean, like, she'd be like, Dad, I'm finally at puberty. Can I finally wax my body?
God, what kind of demented lineage do you have?
I don't know what lineage I have.
That's right.
To be completely honest, oops. I have no clue what lineage I have. I mean, I am adopted, and I have not gotten off my ass or gotten brave enough, in my case, to actually go find out who my biological parents are. I kind of better do that soon. But anyhow, so yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Let me be the first, officially, to congratulate you.
Thank you.
And let's toast to your child by drinking Pepsi Edge.
Great. That's not a good start. That's a bad idea to start on. Anywho.
So, goofy spelling of names bullshit, yeah.
No goofy spelling of names, and also my kid shall not be named after a product. I am not going to call my kid Timberland. I am not going to go, hey, Mercedes. No. Okay? I'm not even going to go ahead and call my kid Macintosh or Mac or anything like that. No.
What about, have you considered, like, maybe Mark 2.0?
No, Mark 2.0.
Like if you haven't, like
and
you
I'm not naming
boy.
My kid ESPN.
ESPN, that's stupid.
Okay. You know, my kid's
going to. But are you going to spell it correctly? No.
Yes.
No Y's where there should be, like, I's and
Kenneth
E's
Edward.
And
it's going to be regular Kenneth. If he wants to go by a short name, it'll be Kenny. That's what we'll call him.
Kenny. There's an omen.
Well,
you've never seen South Park?
I have seen South Park, but I figure since my kid's going to be real and not paper cutout, I think it's a little safe.
Well, congratulations. Do you know when the bun will come out of the oven?
Supposedly, the cannon will fire sometime in January.
Natural or cesarean?
I'm going to cry because it's going to be natural. I'm just going to sit there and go, you're ruined! But that's
ouch! Ouch! Ouch!
I'm not going to do that.
Wow.
I'm going to get my ass kicked
good
if I
thing your wife doesn't listen, dude.
Oh, she already knows we've joked about this.
Wow. Maybe I should play a good song for this right here, you know?
No.
Let's play a song.
Okay.
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way. But there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. And he was talking before I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you.
No. Not in the slightest.
Alright, hold on.
Not even in the... No. I could never do that.
That's good.
Could never do that.
We must keep you on the straight and narrow.
I figure I'm going to be the one that has to teach the kid how to skateboard, roller skate, bike, have fun. The only problem I'm having right now is I realize, and if people who know me from back home, I've done some stupid shit. You've seen me do some stupid shit. That means that kid's going to copy me.
All right, let's try this song.
Oh, no. We're not even going to do...
I know,
that's
not even funny.
That ain't even funny.
I apologize. If I were religious, I'd probably
yes,
like
Rev,
say
that
a
is
prayer.
Johnny Cash singing that song.
Yes, it is.
Is that off of American 4?
Yeah.
Cool.
Actually, no, it's Legends.
Oh, Legends.
Off of American 4. Let me see. Do I have a good song that would... No, not really.
But no, I...
No, that's suicide. I need to play.
So yeah, I gotta I gotta take apart one whole bedroom, turn merge an office and my comic books all together in one room, and gotta make a nursery. You're gonna help me paint. You're like, oh,
good to know. I'm volunteering.
Yes, yes, you are.
Pastels. Yeah,
we figured horizontal. We figured diagonal stripes should work.
Diagonal
no.
stripes.
Fuck. Give that kid vertigo.
Paint a big old spiral on the ceiling and shit.
Kid just sits there and swoons.
Hey, no, here we go. Here, seriously, we'll dedicate a song to you. It'll be a good song.
Oh God, I'm worried. Okay, play it. Oh Jesus. You know, this is just such an uplifting song.
Jeez. Hey, man, it's something about happiness. Fine. Let's see.
Anywho, we got Rev turning down the audio.
That's because you picked it up too
much. No, I didn't actually. Not that time. I actually like that. I even bought the CD. I kind of warmed up to it.
Yeah, it took a little bit of time.
Because as everybody knows, we've talked about since past. It's in the archive. We heckled them as they were shooting their video.
Yeah, that was great. I emailed them, never got a response back.
Of course not.
I was a dude stomping with cockroaches behind you.
So, you know, I want to say, and I think we're going to start the wrap up here. I want to say that
you really, think so?
Yeah,
this early?
This early. I'm okay. Cool with this.
Well, I really want to say it's kind of odd, you know, like this is it. And this is the closure.
And this is not a joke for, you know, for our listeners out there. We're not joking.
I mean, I might be in the chat room like next week just to laugh at you people.
That
showing
is
up.
Pretty much it.
But no, the spank wagon is over. This is its final show.
The archive will stay up. The message boards are going to be integrated into lazycode.com. The online chat abilities will be integrated into lazycode.com as well.
Correct. Now, like I say, doing radio shows is obviously not over because on lazycode.com...
We're going to try to do something different.
At least, you know, like
try to be different.
For holidays and other stuff like that.
It won't be as frequent. It won't be a weekly...
But we don't know, but definitely, yes, we do plan on doing radio broadcasts on Lazy Code. We just don't know when.
That's why we really are
pushing
for everybody to be members, and, you know, even if I need to just send out a bulk email to everybody saying, listen in, da-da-da, or, you know, I'm going to try to get an RSS feed, so that way, for those of you who are really into that, you could just see when we update through there. This has been, I would like to say, a really fun, 3 years, 2.5? Yeah, three, almost 4 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Doing this. I know our archives don't go back that far.
Archiving, in comparison to the history of the show, is relatively new.
Yes.
There are a couple of shows, in all honesty, I really regret not archiving.
Same here.
The reason why is we had a lot of shows which was too funny. I mean, in all honesty.
We've had a lot of fun.
First Bad Food Night.
Oh, God. Well, we have that one archived.
The first one?
The first Bad
Food. With Chicken and Waffles.
Oh, no, we don't have that archived.
No,
oh,
we
God,
don't.
I forgot we don't have Chicken and Waffles archived.
We had Chicken and Waffles, which was actually the first Bad Food Night. It was like the unofficial start of Bad Food.
True.
It was the pilot.
It gave us an idea what to do.
Yeah. And then we went to that bastard 99-cent store shopping.
Yeah, the Eat Your Lead Candy Kids. Jeez, what we know now, if we knew then. I want us also say, you know, thank you to everybody who has actually contributed And helped out Spankwagon. I really have to say it. I give him a lot of shit and on and off the air to Reverend Hammer. Reverend Hammer helped out immensely. And when we first started up, he was the archiver before we could find suitable Mac, suitable applications to do on our own.
Exactly.
Reverend Hammer stepped up to the plate and we said, we need segment produced, you know.
Yeah.
Reverend Hammer helped out immensely there because he did the Don't Damn Me. Which branched off to what he wanted to call Spankwagon East. I said no.
Yeah.
But he called JSTFU. You know, setting up his own show. I also, you know, want to say a big thank you to Kilroy, with, you know, letting us broadcast his show, the What I Wish I Didn't Know.
Yeah.
Another huge thank you, like I said earlier when I was doing Mad Props, I kind of started spilling over there, is to Virtual One. Deciding to go with Virtual One, you know, and get the site VFTP going for his own use, but when he said you could do web pages, he gave me carte blanche access, and you know, I know I've broken a lot of stuff, and you know, I made several mistakes, and my websites are not that thrilling when you really look at the old stuff, the old Spankwagon stuff, but you know, he let me experiment and play around.
Yeah, it's been a very interesting trip. I really am kind of almost fuzzy on the origins. I remember the first night I came over to do it, very crystal clear. I don't remember what kind of really sparked that up. Go ahead. If you remember what sparked it, go ahead and talk about it. I'll explain the first
what
night.
What happened was, is I was doing Spankwagon Radio was actually just music. I was playing all my music, and it was just, at that time, I was in my big trance phase.
Yeah. Huge trance
huge,
phase.
Huge trance techno, stuff like that. So what I would do is I'd play, and actually I got quite a bit of listeners because I advertise it just as music. And I figured with a name like Spankwagon, I did get a lot of listeners off of Live 365, which turned out to be a huge fucking disaster.
I remember Live 365. That was very interesting because we eventually had to abandon that.
We had to. They were charging just for me to be able to broadcast to no one.
Yeah, I actually had to kick in half of that to Trencher right there. We had to go in halves to Live 365, say, okay, let's go ahead. Let's go forth and buy, you know, a subscription.
Buy bandwidth and buy subscriptions.
And it was difficult then. And then all of a sudden, we had so much conflicting equipment issues with it.
Equipment issues, problems.
Then all of a sudden, they started wanting charging per song we were going to play. And
With all the legislation.
Yeah, it really became a nightmare.
When I asked you onto the show, I remember correctly, it was me doing the music stuff, and no one was listening.
No, you did have a couple. We had that one woman from Australia.
I did have some Australian listener, but I did have people listening, but it wasn't doing much. I really wasn't doing much with my idea. I'll go in a little bit of history before I get to you. Sorry.
Please. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Smack and I wanted to do an internet radio show because we got the idea to do one and try to interview local wrestling personality. We wanted to do, if I remember correctly, it was Neutral Corners Radio or something to that effect. We did a one whole show, not recorded or archived, lost to the ether forever. We had a bunch of people listen. Tribal Warfare people, if I remember correctly, because that's how he advertised off tribe message boards. And then I decided to do this on my own because, and I hate saying it, because Smack had other things he had to take care of, so he couldn't do this. So I decided to start putting stuff together and buying, you know, little shit headphones and trying to figure out how to get software to work, stuff like that, Live 365.
Ah, it brings back memories having to unravel headphones all the time.
Yep. Basically, I came up to Claude one day because him and I were hanging out. We chatted quite a bit, like car and audio and stuff, and you know, the sense of humor and everything. Your fucking shallow, off the wall, candid humor that gets you in so much trouble, but none whatsoever all the time. I decided, hey, this is going to be a fun little try. You know, why not? I don't have some of my regular friends here in Vegas. Otherwise I'd ask them. No offense.
No, go ahead.
But I said, you know what? Why not try this? And I came up to you at work. I said, hey, I got a serious question for you, you know? I said, do you want to do internet radio? And you had no clue. You're like, huh?
I was like, sure, why not?
And I explained to you what I was doing and, you know, things like that. And I remember you said, sure, why not? I said, fine. My apartment, here's all the instructions and directions to get there. Meet me Friday at this time.
This was Sunday.
You're right. That was when we were doing Sunday nights.
We were doing Sunday nights at 9 p.m.
Was it Sunday, Wednesday, Monday, Friday? Is that the day list?
I believe so.
Okay.
That was an absolute trip. What had happened was you were living over on Eldora.
Yeah, Decatur and Sahara area.
Hold on, we got a call.
We got a caller. Why do we have a caller?
I don't know. Caller, go ahead.
Hello?
Hey, before the show?
Say what?
Is this the show we're
on? Oh, hey, that's, I know that voice. That's Vert.
Ah, okay.
No, it's a guy.
Is it a guy?
Oh! Oh!
Now we couldn't hear. Oh, you're on your phone. What's up with the fire?
Honestly, I'm passing it by right now. I have some drag going on, and no wife, no EMT. Looks fine. I don't know, maybe it was, if it's real, I'm fine. I'm thinking of doing more than, you know, what's going on. It looks like, you know, business as usual here.
Business as usual.
Strange.
Yeah. Weird. He is close by. I can hear all that.
Tom Jones.
Huh.
Strange. Could have been something like in the back of the building.
Could have been. Something off Koval. Didn't catch that, Ikari.
Starting to kind of break
up.
Yeah,
he's breaking up. Ikari, we'll catch you later. We'll see you over the week. He's gone.
He's gone.
He's gone.
That's Ikari, our man in the field.
Sorry about that, Vert. I thought that was you.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't tell over the cell phone.
Very interesting, though, now that's going down. Or rather, not.
Yeah.
The
non-fire.
Yeah, I know. But anyhow, what happened was it was Sunday night, and you gave me directions to go over to your house.
Yep, I did. I even gave you apartment numbers.
Right. And the problem was I left the paper at home and couldn't remember quite which one. All I knew is you said, go in the front gate, walk all the way to the very back building.
Yep.
Okay. And you were the ground floor, the door to the, and that's all I can remember. What had happened is I was actually about, I'd say at least 20 minutes late.
Yeah.
Because I'd shown up on time.
Should have noticed that trend first off.
Yes. Yeah, you fucker. I'd knocked on the wrong door. I guess it was your neighbor that worked Graves.
Yep.
I knocked on the wrong door and was sitting on their lawn furniture for 20 minutes.
Before you decided to try the other door.
Before I decided to try the other door.
And ding dong. Vroom, hello.
Yes. Then we had during the show, right, there was a very big getting to know you phase.
Pretty much.
And we had our very first segue that JLD called in, who was at the time upset. She had learned a former boyfriend had died.
Yeah, that night.
Something, he got hit by a bus.
Got hit by a bus out here in Vegas.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm like, hold on.
Now, here's the big problem. Trench didn't tell me how to operate the virtual slider bar. So I had to go into a huge, long thing of keeping the show afloat. You know what? It was a great workshop exercise.
Really?
And as how can you carry the show on yourself when there's nothing to talk about? So I had to really expand on that.
If you've noticed, I don't usually carry the show by myself. I usually do a show, not show, with a little bit of news, but a hell of a lot of music.
Yeah.
So that's one thing
I've really went through. We really progressed over the years.
So
we never got a chance to do a show from Virginia. I was kind of down about that, but we had a lot of work going on.
We had a lot of work, and we knew if we would have actually tried to bandwidth hijack from work, they would have made us work even harder.
Yes. But going through the years right there, it's been very interesting because we've gone through a lot of stuff.
Intergender arm wrestling with the JLD. Food with Smack. Yes, you know, the very bane of our existence tonight on tonight's show, the whole Claude quitting thing.
Yeah, that was a big spoof thing. That was actually kind of spurned by a personal issue. And we kind of decided to change. It'd be funny if we could interject that into the show.
And it worked.
Yeah, it worked very well, as you old school dedicated listeners can tell.
We've switched, obviously, from Live 365 to our own server, lazyco.com.
Mm-hmm. So we basically took off from that right there. We've also gone through a huge change equipment-wise. We first started out Winamp.
The first was a... no, it was not.
What was it?
It was MacAmp that did broadcasting.
MacAmp, you're right.
I switched to then another... No, SoundJam was the first one I used. Then I switched over to Winamp or MacAmp. This was all done for the longest of time on my 400 megahertz G4. Still is when I do show, not shows.
Or Studio A.
Or Studio A with headsets, cheap earphone mouthpiece headsets. Yeah.
And our physical equipment at that time was we were basically just doing, a splitter.
A splitter
into a mono jack to convert to stereo for the line-in input.
It was a Mac-specific jack because the Mac phono plug is longer on those older Macs than they are now. So I had to go to an adapter that I got at Century 23, got ripped off on Century 23.
Yeah, that was really interesting. We
did that for 2 years. I mean, 2.5 years.
2 years. What had happened is we've really progressed with the equipment here. We had to, eventually when I moved out on my own and got my own apartment,
we decided,
let's try Studio B setup. Mr. Man, he basically said, I was going to almost slip up and said his name. I had to pause for that.
It's okay.
Kamal, he said, listen, you know, I used to be a DJ and I've got some old equipment you might want. If I find it, you want it? Sure, not a
problem. Sure, we'll take it.
So basically, that's what really planted the seed for our current equipment right now.
Decent mixer board. Older, but works
an older
great.
Mixer board. We're using a Pyramid, PR2700.
With built-in equalizer, multiple line-ins. Only one true mic jack for XLR, and then another phono mic jack that we've kind of hacked. We adapted it and split it. And
yeah.
We've
yeah.
hacked it a little.
Basically, what we do then is that evolved even further.
We were using your iBook and one of my laptops.
Yeah.
My laptop.
Right. Basically, the way it works right now is PowerBook, thank you.
Mm-hmm. We actually had one piece of software to broadcast, and another computer was the only to receive the stream. So we were one of our own listeners.
Right.
So we could receive the stream and try to archive it once Rev was not able to. Now, though, and actually, in the past like 6 months,
about, yeah.
I found a piece of software called Nicecast for the Macintosh. Nicecast, it's a $40 piece of shareware. It allows you to do all kinds of effects, broadcast at various bit rates. It also allows you to archive at various bit rates.
So basically, the way it works right now is we have two mics that go into the mixer boards.
Two mics and a mixer board.
Yeah, thank you, Beck. Yeah. And that gets ported over to Trench's PowerBook that broadcasts out through Nicecast.
Yep.
On the input side over here, we have my PowerBook, which handles the sound.
Handles soundboard,
used to sound. Background music and soundboard. This evolved even further when I had an iPod. I ended up getting a 15 gig iPod. Got it for $230. Can't beat that.
Nope.
So that right there, that's what you're actually listening to the music off of right now is an iPod. If I switch over and do soundboards or something, that itself right there will actually be off of the PowerBook.
Right, which we run. And, you know, we do have other stuff that we're going to bring into the mix when we actually load up LazyCode. Radio.lazycode.com. We've had the third mic, which we finally figured out how to get good audio, because if anybody remembers, let me do a demonstration of the audio on this. This is the audio now on the guest mic, which is actually very loud, louder than our regular mics because it's not split.
Right.
Here is what they were listening to when we did the bad food with Flying J. What I realized was that the switch here wasn't a filter. It was a gain control. So if you wanted to have like low gain or high gain, then you could flip the switch. Well, it actually is backwards from what it should be. So, but it took me a little bit to figure it out. So we got a decent, you know, guest mic.
Right. And our headphones are coming through the mixer board right there as well. I'm kind of debating.
Well.
Do you want to tell them about our next project we were working on?
No, actually.
All right.
Because I don't. No, I just know this. I got to wait till it actually happens. You know me. I don't get all excited until it's there.
Understandable. What we're doing right now is we have a new piece of equipment that came in. That
Hopefully
was the phone line.
It's going to be in, yes.
The phone line. And I'm really actually pissed about the job thing. I really had to take it from a professional level right there.
You were going to spin your wheels as a phone rep, and that's not cool.
Yeah, but we have another. We have some really big broadcasting equipment coming along. Trencher, like I said, that's why I asked him first. We're going to keep that hidden because we do plan to use that for Lazy Code.
Yes.
When we go ahead and broadcast out of that, that's going to be something that'll basically make your guys' jaws drop.
That'd be fun.
And we'll really, if we play our cards right, really hit some good guerrilla radio.
Yeah, and that's kind of exactly what we're wanting to do. I also want to say that I want to point out one thing that I made my own personal stance on things like this. I'm a free software kind of guy. You know, free as in beer, as the gag goes. I have been able to only spend maybe on equipment, software, everything together, $100.
Great.
Most of the stuff's been donated. The soundboards, mm-hmm. Couple of the mics,
I bought the mics.
Yeah, you bought the mics. You bought the mics. That's right.
Yeah.
The software, the computers. You know, our stuff that we normally had.
Even some of the stuff
for the phone service will be donated.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that's going to be, you know, something that I appreciate, and everybody who has donated stuff to the wagon for the use of this show. you know, we are going to continue using it for other shows, other productions, as we're going to call them, the Lazy Coat Events.
Yeah, and for those
free web space, because I know I've nuked Vert server multiple times.
Yeah.
You'll admit there have been times I've called him up in a panic. Dude, I accidentally deleted the entire web folder. Every website is gone.
Yeah, and just as importantly, bandwidth too has been a big help as well.
Yeah, bandwidth is a monster help.
Yeah, because like right now I'm running an X router made by XSense or MaxSense.
MaxSense,
depending upon who you look at on their labels. That basically is. Hook both of our PowerBooks up to that to broadcast out through a regular cable modem.
So that's been our connection, really. Mm-hmm. That's everything, and all the hardware and software you see or have that we've been using for Spankwagon. I really want to say thank you, Claude, for finally saying yes. It's like I've been asking to marry me for years or something, but no, for saying yes to joining me on this little adventure.
Yeah, and in all honesty. It was something I thought, hey, I'll go ahead and give that a try. Why not?
Yeah, what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah. And it's something I found out I really, really actually do enjoy. Unfortunately, this is like the first night I could really actually hear my voice properly. So I don't know if I sound different to you guys out there, but I know as sure as hell
I sound
different
about the
than
same.
Me. But yeah, I'm actually really, I really like doing the show. And I honestly, my biggest regret about taking my new job has been that I'd have to give the show here up. And the reason we couldn't do that, and I hate saying this because it almost sounds like I'm like pointing a finger at the listeners, but we just couldn't switch it to another time that people would listen up for it.
Yeah, because we've tried several days, several times.
We started on Sunday.
I want to say we went to a Wednesday.
I know for a fact there was a Wednesday. There might have been a Monday.
We've also done various times. 10 p.m. Vegas time is way late.
Yeah, that's
1 in the morning for a lot of people.
Yeah. So then we eventually settled on we settled on Friday. Said, well, we can do it on Friday, and what time should we do it? And Red Rum actually got us a lot of. She said, well, what did you do it this time? We had to compromise, saying, well, we can't do that because I need time to get home.
Yeah, we need travel time, and you know what? Yeah. We found the 6 o'clock Vegas time works.
Yeah.
We'll let you know what's going on with Lazy Code. By the way, now is the time I want to kind of start pitching that site, LazyCode.com. Mr. Man and I put it together. It is going to have radio, chat. It's going to be the full thing. It's going to be a couple months before you hear us on the air again.
Yeah.
We do want you to come back. We do want you to listen.
That's why we're actually pitching Lazy Code, because in all honesty, I hate doing this because I feel like I'll lose the listeners because, the nation's short attention span, at least, like when it comes to Nielsen ratings almost.
Yeah.
And even though I'm not fucking huge and neither is Trench here, actually not me. I mean the show.
Yeah.
any kind of listener we can get, whether it be one, two, or, thousands.
Or the six we have like now, that are actually hanging out with us till the end here.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
We gauge.
It's important to me.
Yeah, we gauge the whole show off of you guys. We gauge what we're going to do in the next week. We tear apart what we did this week, or the previous week. So we really, 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 we're begging here.
Yeah, and like I say, what we're going to do, because, I need to move on professionally in that sense with my job.
With your job and not your hobby.
Yeah.
And the hobby is going to move forward, too. So what you're listening to?
You are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
This is the last of the Spankwagon Radio shows.
I'd like to go ahead and, of course, thank Trencher.
Thank you.
It's good to know that
welcome.
You let me on.
I let you on.
Yeah.
You can play now.
I know this almost sounds like uber cliche almost, but I really want to, and most importantly, thank the listeners. I mean, Trencher, when he thanks everybody, he really thanks, everyone for both of us, in that sense, because it is grateful. But I really do appreciate the listeners, and I really appreciate the fact that, you guys would, not just listen in, but, you would let us entertain you, because, that actually means a lot to me.
And this is, anybody who's done this can tell you, it's not the easiest thing.
No, God, the first night when I got thrown to the wolves on that right there.
Oops.
That night really sticks in my mind because, every time it's like I do a show, it's like, well, I could do it that night, I can do it this night too. So it was good that it actually happened. It was, like I say, sink or swim, and I learned I could. Like I said, the list is, can really go on. Of course, thanks to Peanut Gallery, my mother, for
Peanut Gallery. Like I said, every one of our visitors, Red Rum for pitching her her story and her screenplays?
We have some update information on Red Room.
Okay.
She has an agent that is pitching two of her scripts.
Good. Awesome.
So she's actually working on that right there.
Also,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say thank you very much to our call-ins, you know, and the people who have gotten Clicker Liquor Pops and some of the people who will be getting them. Nine Volt, thanks for showing up for the show, being here live the one time. Also want to say thank you to, of course, Peanut Gallery. Mm-hmm. Want to say thank you to the wife.
Yes, I was about to say your wife, you know, for putting up with us right here. You know,
yeah, definitely putting up. That's a good word for it.
Yeah, because a lot of times, you know,
we were at my house screaming and yelling, "Mad props!" and the neighbors are looking up, yeah. Turn on lights and screaming.
And a couple times when your wife has really been kind of put under the gun.
Yes,
you know, in the background stuff.
So I know we're probably missing people. I've said it before. I said it. Thank you to, you know, for all the help you did with this Reverend Hammer.
Yeah.
No, I don't believe what's his face knows. Kilroy knows that this is the last show. Good luck getting a hold of Kilroy in most cases. This has been the last Spank Wagon Radio.
Yeah.
I think we're just going to go ahead and cue up our song.
Pretty much. I, of course, am Claude Balls, otherwise known as Robert in the Real World.
And I'm Trencher, otherwise known as Mark.
It has been an honest pleasure. I'm actually honestly sad to see it go, but for right now, it's going to have to be time to hang up the mic.
But we'll be back. It's not the end of the world.
Oh, no.
LazyCo.com.
I can't afford a condo in Malibu yet.
Yeah, really.
I'm going to have to work on that.
We're going to pitch it really hard, and please check it out. Have a good night, folks, and thank you.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was a black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Find the sun, and every time that I was down, you would always come around and get my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, with the flowers everywhere, that we could both be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach.